Hello and welcome to North Shore High School Football. Tonight, it is Swampscott and Lynn English High School meeting at Manning Field and Lynn for game number one of the 2016 season for these two teams. Both teams are hoping to improve on their seasons from a year ago, and both coaches are second-year coaches here in the Northeastern Conference. Chris Carroll leading Lynn English High School, his alma mater, and Bob Serino in his second year as head coach. He's been a longtime member of the Swampscott coaching staff leading the Big Blue. Now, we're going to hear from both coaches in just a moment here as part of our pregame show. Both teams have some experience back, but both teams have a lot of new faces in there as well. We'll tell you those stories and more just ahead on MSONewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at HarringtonTrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
This is MSO, newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott High School. And, Coach, you're getting ready for Lynn English on Friday for the season opener. And where do you think your team is right now as you're preparing for this game?
Well, we started with a great summer. The workout program went really well. Our attendance was high all summer. We came in August 19th and started camp, and then we took the kids to Nantucket. We had a couple, we were a little rough around the edges in Nantucket. It was the first time that we scheduled three scrimmages in 8 days this preseason since I was with Coach Dombowski and I took over as head coach. But we ended up, we scrimmaged Saturday in Nantucket, and then we had another scrimmage on Wednesday against Manchester Essex, and then we followed that up with the following Saturday against Hamilton Wynnum, and we progressively got a lot better. And, the kids are understanding their system.
Well, tell us about your offense. What's the system this year on offense for Swampscott? And then we'll talk about some of the personnel.
Well, it's kind of funny that you say that because, we had two quarterback coaches last year, and then Chris Cameron came over, and he was basically like a third QB coach. But two of them were firefighters. that helped out last year. They're no longer with the team. Chris Cameron took over as the QB coach this year and the offensive coordinator. And it's kind of funny because he just said, you know, I think we should go back. And we went back in time, and we made everything simpler for everybody, and everything's clicking right now. And, you know, the basic thing is right when he came in, he said, we just got to simplify things, and we have.
How far back in time did you go, Coach?
We went back in time to basically when Chris Cameron and my running back coach, Kyle Shonio, basically played in 09. And so we went back 09, and then we just ended up doing our basics, and now we're sprinkling in the more complex system a little bit at a time.
Yeah. Now, I understand Colin Frary will be starting at quarterback this week, but there's a story behind him and his ability to play this year.
Well, Colin Frary actually came into the workouts this off season, and he actually, you know, complained about a sore back and everything else, and he ended up going to the doctor, and he had a hairline fracture in his back. And this is a kid that actually, if you seen the item, and all of a sudden he had a picture of him at preseason, he looked like he was in B squad Papuana last year as our sophomore quarterback. So he actually couldn't work out for a lot of the summer, but what he did is showed up to workouts the whole entire summer, and he ended up studying the playbook the whole entire summer. So, in fact, he knows the playbook better than some of our coaches now, you know, so he knows all his reads. He anticipates everything, and he looked really good on his he just got okay to play through his doctor. He played the first three quarters for us against Hamilton Wynnum, and, you know, we had a six-minute drive on offense, an eight-minute drive on offense, so Colin looks really good.
Coach, maybe just as a final couple of questions, if you were a scout and looking for a couple of top players on Swampscott's offense and on defense, and when you come away from that game watching your team, who might you single out as a couple of players to keep an eye on?
Well, last year we took a beating on the offensive line. We started our Thanksgiving Day game with four sophomores out of the five linemen, and all four sophomores are back playing on the offensive line. Quest Tyler Lacey, he'll be at right tackle. Left tackle is Noah Carrero. Alex Sheehan is at left guard. And those three guys played the whole entire season last year as sophomores, and now they're juniors. Most of them play on the defensive line also. We have another guy that's around 298, Sean Bowers, that played last year. He's a senior on the defensive line. And who's been really, really, really coming alive is A.J. Venuti and Liam Faulkner, two of the other captains, along with Sean Larizzi at defensive back on defense.
All right, Coach. And finally, how do you see this matchup with Lynn English this year?
Well, I think we are more prepared as a team this year. We're in a better situation this year. We're better prepared after simplifying it. And the one big thing is, as I stress to this team, is, you know, we play for the Blydell Cup, and we're playing for a reason. And, you know, I'm actually very, very excited to play against Lynn English. I loved it when I was a player, and I love coaching against him. So it should be a great time.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and best of luck this week.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay. Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
This is MSO Newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Lynn English head coach Chris Carroll. And Chris, you're opening up the season your second year as head coach. How's that feel?
Feels very good, Bill. It's good to be back in the fall and getting the swing of things, and the guys are ready to go.
This game, when you play Swampscott, it's for the Blydell Cup in honor of Jeff Blydell. Tell me your connection with Jeff Blydell.
So Jeff Blydell was he was an important figure in my life. He was I played against his son Chris growing up ever since we were young kids through Little League, Pop Warner, and then through high school. And then after high school, Jeff had started a baseball team in the North Shore Baseball League called the North Shore Phillies, and he'd reach out to me. Obviously, Chris was the focal point of the team, and then a bunch of other guys on the North Shore that we, you know, that had baseball connections. And I currently run the team now in Jeff's absence, but I played for him for the better part of 9 years, and he taught me a lot about coaching, taught me a lot about playing the game the right way, and he was a tremendous person. And I think both Swampscott and I are honored to have this game represent him.
Yeah. If you were to give the outlook for Lynn English High football for this year as far as returning players, experience, lack of experience, how would you describe the Bulldogs this year?
I think our experience this year lies up front, our front seven on defense particularly. A lot of starters back, older guys. Our inexperience is in the skill positions. I say that, we have a sophomore quarterback, but it's also a second year starting. So I wouldn't necessarily call him inexperienced. He's just young. But we do have some younger guys at receiver and running back, and we have some newer starters in the secondary.
You know, you guys are coming off a scrimmage last Friday against Wakefield High School, obviously a great opponent to tune up with. And so how's the preseason gone for you guys?
You know, it's gone well. A little different this year with the adjusted schedule by the MIAA, which has worked out great. The extra practice time's awesome. And I think a huge difference from this year and last year is just the kids the kids being familiar with the system, both offensively and defensively. That's been the biggest adjustment in us coaches. It's been we have much more, been able to install more things in a more timely basis this year around.
Well, maybe a thumbnail sketch. I don't need lineups from you here, but maybe if I was a scout and looking at your team offensively and defensively, who are several key names that would jump out on the field if I were watching you guys?
I'll start defensively, and there's a couple guys right away: Frank Perry and Emil Rossi. These Frankie's a senior offensive lineman, defensive lineman, captain, and you'll notice him right away. One of our better all-around football players, Emil Rossi. You'll notice from his pure size, and he is a very strong and you know, he's an impactful player on the D-line. Chris Gomez and Jacob Miller, two more captain linebackers, both very good football players, and we're expecting big things from them on defense. Offensively, again, you'll see Frankie anchoring that line, Matt Severance at quarterback. I know we're a spread offense, so our offense goes through the quarterback, and we're expecting a big year from him. And then alongside John Cosmas, who's another senior captain, two-way player, free safety, and he'll play a little bit of everything on offense, inside receiver, outside receiver, running back. All those guys right away are impact guys.
All right. Finally, the game against Swampscott. They've got the same offense back, I guess, maybe a few tweaks or whatever, but what are you expecting from Swampscott this year in this game this year?
I'm expecting a well-coached team. Coach Strand does a great job over there. They are a spread, true spread offense. I mean, they were the originators, at least on the North Shore, way back when. You know, they like to throw the ball. They have a good, efficient quarterback, it looks like. They get some very good skill, athletic players, and I'm expecting a hard-fought game from both sides, and I would expect nothing less with an Anglers-Swampscott game.
And final question, especially the first time we talked during the year, I'd love to have you give a shout-out to your coaching staff. I don't know if there are any changes this year for the Bulldogs, but who's coaching with you this year?
I'm going to try and make sure I don't forget anybody right here. We have a relatively large staff. So I have Sam Hill.
You mean in numbers, not size.
Oh, yeah.
You got
yes,
some size,
sorry,
too. But,
yes,
yeah.
pure numbers. So we added to it. But Sam Hill's our defensive coordinator. He does a fantastic job. Steve Havrick's our offensive line coach. Jared Wallace is our defensive line coach. Mike Velasquez is our special teams coach. Doug Mullins is our running backs coach. Matt Griffin is an assistant O-line and D-line coach. We have Scott Fury. He's our wide receiver coach. We have my brother, Steve Carroll. He helps out with the defensive line as well as the running backs. We have P.J. Holy and Chris Holy, as well as Alphonse Mina, who all run the freshman program. And we have Mackenzie Charles, who has recently been named the head girls basketball coach in English, and he's been a huge addition to our staff. And these guys work extremely hard. And, you know, I ask a lot of them, and they're up for every meeting. You know, football's a... It's a long season to coach and long nights, but they do a great job, and I wouldn't be here without those guys, I'll tell you that much.
I mean, that's more like a phone book than a coaching staff, but yeah. There's a reference from too many years ago, I guess.
I'll tell you right now, I probably forgot somebody, and I really hope I didn't right there. But if I did, I apologize. But they're great. I have a great staff. Couldn't ask for anything more.
Gotcha. All right, Chris, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
A honeydew ice cappuccino or an ice mocha madness. I can't decide. I'll flip a coin. Heads means ice mocha madness. Tails means ice cappuccino.
Sir, you don't need to flip a coin. We've combined our iced mocha madness and our iced cappuccino to create our new iced mocha cappuccino.
That's flipping awesome.
Introducing Honeydew's new mocha cappuccino. It's your two favorite drinks combined into one tasty treat. Stop by your local Honeydew today on Canal Street in Salem, on the Linway, and Western Avenue in Lynn, or Eastern Avenue in Malden. Get yours today, only at Honeydew. MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn, getting ready for Swampscott Lynn English High School football here on MSO Newsports.com. Thanks so much for being with us on this Friday night, night number one of the 2016 season. Earlier tonight, Gloucester defeated Lynn Classical High School 21-19. We're getting some other scores in. Linfield has scored. They were down big to Newburyport, but now it's 20-12. Newburyport up on Linfield. Late in the first half, Marblehead was leading Walpole 7-0. This game here will start soon. I think we're going to have the captains meeting at midfield in just a moment or so. Did you see a score on the Bishop Fenwick? Looks like they are up big over Hamilton Wyndham, 24-0. At Salem High School. Archbishop William up on Salem, 24-0.
Saugus is up 8-6.
Okay. We're scrolling for Revere was down 2 points to, Revere has tied it up with a 2-point conversion. They are tied at 8 late first half. So we're going to be here late tonight. So hang in there with us here tonight. Should be fun. I just thought we have not seen anything on our other broadcast game. Not that you can't just click over and listen to it, but we can't. I'm just looking for the
Danvers. Early, I saw a score, so it was at least 7-0.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you said that, yeah.
You know, I'm going to have my innocuous score of the week taken care of via our good friend James Coffey.
AD at Beverly. Oh, no, that's too easy.
I'm just going to stay with Falmouth over Westbrook.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that's Falmouth, Maine over Westbrook, Maine. For those who don't know, James Coffey moved this summer to Falmouth after he accepted the Falmouth AD job.
Yeah, so Peabody leading Triton 13-8, 4 minutes to go, first half. That game in Peabody tonight. And we are getting ready for our national anthem here at Manning Field in Lynn. Well, we'll go with those scores for now, and here's our anthem. Manning Field, Lynn. Swampscott, Lynn English High football just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com. At the half, Bishop Fenwick is leading Hamilton Wyndham 14-0. That game being played on the campus of Bishop Fenwick. All right. Well, yeah, James Coffey not there. Dan Keefe has taken over as athletic director in Beverly. Looking forward to seeing Dan tomorrow, along with the new-look Panthers. They play host to Wakefield tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Hurd Stadium.
The Falmouth Yachtsmen are up now 21 to nothing over the Westbrook, Maine. James Coffey must
be very proud of his score. James Coffey is just a winner, isn't he? That guy's a winner.
He produces them. Manchester Essex leads Northeast 14-6 on two touchdowns by Dan Rodier.
We had a preview interview with their coach, Tim. Rick did it. Here's a big score for you, Tim. Masco leading Melrose at the half, 13-12. There's a shocker out of...
Did you get a Fenwick score?
Yeah, 14-0 Fenwick.
Okay.
Yeah. That is huge. Masco leading Melrose by a point at the half. Oh, my. Gavin Monagle was with us earlier this week from Masconomet High School, their head coach, second-year head coach. By the way, you can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. A great way to stay in touch with us. Anything you want to share with us, do that at any time. Again, follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Bless you, Tim. There's a sneeze. Is it chilly for you now? It's not chilly for you, are you? You want a sweater? Did you bring a wrap with you, Tim? Do you need a wrap at all? It's getting a little. It's still nice out here. Boy,
it's
what a beautiful night.
It's 30 below zero, and I'm sweating. I don't. You know, you should do the games with Rick in Gloucester. And I would be there in shorts and t-shirts, and he would literally be garbed for an Arctic adventure. He would have, like, layers after layers after layers. He would have his ski pants over his pants.
Hmm.
And he would bring with it, he would be layered, and he would still bring a winter jacket. And this was the end of September.
Peabody at the half, it's leading 15-8 in their game. Harvey Leonard says tonight will be slightly more comfortable.
I heard it's supposed to be like 65. I'll be dangling out the
window. Thank you. Thank you, Harvey. I say let's get this thing going here.
Yeah, about time. It's a Friday night. And it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
Had our coin toss. The result of the coin toss is... Swampscott to kick off to Lynn English from left to right here. English with the bright white helmets, the maroon uniforms, the bright white numerals. Very plain looking uniforms.
But the Arizona Cardinal uniform.
Yeah, they got the maroon. They used to have the silver pants, right? They've got maroon pants and maroon tops now, so it's a different look. We'll have to tweet that out to the folks.
Have the silver helmets.
I may have to tweet that out. I'll see if I can do that here while we talk here. Not that easy necessarily here, trust me. Yeah, we'll get that out in a few moments here. Get that kickoff out of here. So you follow us on Twitter, and that just went out at MSO New Sports. See the new look English uniforms. Here is Swampscott kicking off. Larizzi kicking off. Right foot in the ball. Left to right. Ball coming all the way down to the 3-yard line. Fielded there by the Bulldogs. Run out to the 25-yard line. So a nice little return there by Jonathan Cosmas. He's a senior. One of the co-captains on this team. And it'll be first down for the Bulldogs at the 25.
Yeah, he almost maintained his balance there. He got tripped up by one of the Swampscott defenders and just couldn't regain his balance. I almost thought he was going to recover. He had his hand down trying to push himself back up, but his full momentum drove him down to the turf. So a good start for the Bulldogs.
First down at their 25. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns with you here on MSONewsSports.com. Home of North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 o'clock. Also, we learned that our app is available on at MSO News Sports for Android devices, coming soon to an Apple phone near you, if you have an Apple phone, but not yet. out of the shotgun. English High School's quarterback Matt Severance takes the snap and hands off. Run play to the right for 5 yards. Ball carrier, Isaac Cosmos was the ball carrier, senior. Let's set that offensive line for you. Andrew Blass is at center. He's a junior. Kent Pena, a senior at a guard. Brian Nunez, another senior at a guard. At the tackles, Emil Rossi, a junior, and Frank Perry, a senior. The running backs and receivers, Johnny Cosmos, Nikki Doan, Prince Brown, and Jacob Miller is the tight end. Wearing number 3, running back Isaac Ramirez. Ramirez is back there to the right of quarterback Matt Severance, I believe. Severance out of the shotgun. Now a slot in motion. Takes a pitch coming around left side. And this is Ramirez out to the 36, a one-yard gain. And there's a flag.
On the far side of the field, looking, I don't know, a couple of players, one from each side, get a little tangled up and a little physical with each other. I'm not sure what they call a face mask. Or hold.
That was J.C. Gonzalez, the ball carrier.
This will drive a coach crazy. It's on the other side of the field, away from where the play is going, and you pick up a penalty.
J.C. Gonzalez coming around left end. Just underway, holding against the defense. First down for Lynn English High School. We're going to mark some yardage off here. From the 31. 5 yards. Yeah, make it 5. Don't make it 4. Do it. Make it 5. If so, then that would be... Now they're going back the other way. This looks right to me. Yeah, they're going 10 yards here. There you go.
You got to go back to the floor?
Well,
back to the penalty.
It's like the like learning your negative numbers, I think, Tim. Remember that? You doing the number line? Very useful teaching technique, I'll tell you.
I had to go into a class today, and the teacher was actually working with negative numbers. I turned around and walked.
You walked out?
Oh, yeah. I said, I'll talk to you later. I can't do that. Oh. I teach history, Bill. You
see a negative number, you think you could maybe talk to it and turn it around and make it more positive.
Back in time.
Just be a little friendlier. Smile when you see a negative number.
Oh, I panicked.
Come on.
I panicked. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that Hamilton-Wenham Bishop Fenwick score was Fenwick 14-0 over Hamilton-Wenham at the half. We'll keep. Looks like we're going to have a lot of scores here. So if you're looking for scores, we could be the place to be. We may not be the place to be. Officials are just chatting this over. Of course, we got all night here to take your time.
Yeah,
guys.
Literally. Yeah. I know. Really.
I saw Steve Krause's tweets. I think he wished this thing started a little earlier. But Danvers up 7-0 at the half. So that game's tight.
Yep.
Yeah. That's our other broadcast game. You can catch the second half of that one, if you would like, by clicking on our Channel B.
And of course, the Salem News was doing a roundup of the top 5 sports in all the local high schools in their area. And a follow-up to that was that they did a couple of surveys amongst their writers, and one was, who is the most dominant, or who's the one player you would want to have? And almost to a man and a woman, Gene, they all said Matt Andreas from Davis, Mr. Everything.
Yeah. Finally, as we get back underway, from the 46, it'll be first down for English at their own 46. Severance, the quarterback, hands off. Running back Cosmos, turning the right corner, has 5 yards, bounces off a tackler, gets 8. Down inside Swampscott territory to about the 45. You heard the two coaches talking about Jeff Blydell in the pregame show. The two coaches agreed last year they are playing this game for the Blydell Cup. Winner of that gets that cup. Guy was prominent. Jeff Blydell passed away, but in both communities, in Lynn and in Swampscott.
Yep. He grew up in the Wyoming section of Lynn. His dad was very prominent in Wyoming baseball for years. really, his father really advanced, and of course, Jeff was a heck of an athlete at Lynn English.
Severance with two wideouts each way, takes a low snap, now with a left arm, Cox fires it way down over the middle, flag down, incomplete pass. Intended receiver down there was J.C. Gonzalez. I think they're going to say he was held.
A hold or some kind of interference play. He is showing holding to the referee. The referee gives a quick initial indication that that will be the call. So Swamps get a couple of holding calls on this Lynn English drive, keeping it alive and extending it. That's a heck of a pass from the quarterback, from Severance. We saw him last year step up as a freshman and take on a position. Did a very creditable job. English ending up 5-6, Swamps get 4-7 last year. So they're the two teams that are looking to get on the positive side of the record tally this year. And again, the thing is, you've graduated a lot of seniors, got a lot of guys that need to step up into positions they may or may not be familiar with and execute. And how well they do that will dictate how well your team does as the season goes on.
Prince Brown, wide out, far side right. One wide out, near side left. Severance takes the handoff. Handoff goes to Cosmos, and he's sacked, taken down right in the backfield.
Big number 79, Sean Bowers. 6'3", 298. And he just blew up the middle of the English offensive line there. And he was almost there before the ball was. No chance to get away from that guy.
Yeah, he's up on that D-line. Three wideouts going far side right this time for English. One near side left, spreading it out. Severance. What Severance is, he's not tall. But what he has is he's got a very lively arm. And he can move around in that backfield. In fact, Severance is probably, I don't think without doubt, he's the shortest player or smallest player out on the field right now. That would be Matt Severance, the quarterback for Lynn English High School. Severance, a sophomore, takes it, handoff, or keeping it is Severance. And Severance runs inside the 40 to the 37, possibly. So the keeper, Severance.
One of the captains on the Swamps getting made the very sure-handed tackle on that play. So English aided by the two Swampskid penalty, two holding penalties, not really able to do anything with it at this point.
This will be a third down and 12 for English at the 37 of Swampscott. No score, first quarter, first possession of the game, Lynn English. Severance on the quarterback, keeper straight ahead. He gets 1 yard, maybe to the 36. That's it for him.
Yeah, Swamps have closed that down very quickly. Linebacker number 55, Alex Sheehan, in on that play. 5'9", 180-pound senior.
We'll try to follow these scores here. Archbishop William now up on Salem, 31-0, late first half. Salem was here. They played Lynn Tech last Friday night in a scrimmage. It's a Marblehead up on Walpole now, 14-0 in that contest. That's the halftime score. Severance with a fourth down and 11 will, now the Bulldogs will punt. And the punt goes down into the end zone and through the end zone. Doug Guevara, the punter for Lynn English High School. So it'll be first and 10 at the 20 for Swampscott as they get their hands on the football for the first time.
Yeah, Swampscott had a couple of holding penalties that aided the English drive there, but then they stiffened up, they tightened up the chin straps, and they played some really good defense and really put a stop to the English running game very, very quickly. The big defensive line, linebacker, and the secondary all chipping in to make critical plays to stop the Lynn English advance.
Sean Larizzi out at quarterback, Colin Frary out at quarterback, 5'11", 180-pound junior for Swampscott High School. Out of the shotgun, three receivers far side left, quick toss into the backfield, taken there by Isaiah Bascom, and he has hit down, might have lost a yard or so. Alfreri coming back with a little bit of experience. In fact, quite a bit of experience. Passed 42 of 82 last year for 614 yards and 8 touchdowns. Colin Frary, the quarterback for Swampscott High School, and Coach Bob Serino.
Emil Rossi, one of the big defensive linemen for Lynn English, made that play.
Offensive.
Showed really good lateral movement to his right to bring down the runner.
Second down and 10 for Larizzi and Swampscott. Ball at the tennis. Oops. Snap goes over his head into the end zone. He'll grab it, starts to run out, and he is caught in the... he fumbles. Now he kicks it out of the end zone.
No, that's...
There's a flag.
Yeah,
somebody kicked it out of there.
Yeah, he can't get out. That should be a safety.
Yeah, I think it is. It's a safety. So it'll be a safety.
Well, if the ball is being dropped and around, just give up the 2 points and give them the ball back rather than give them 6.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. English gets a safety out of that deal with Larizzi in all kinds of trouble with a snap going over his head into the end zone. Nothing he could do about that. So it's 2-0, Lynn English. Halftime, it is Essex Tech trailing Madison Park 22-8 at the half. Essex Tech is on the road tonight. Falmouth Maine won, as you said, huh, Tim?
Yeah, Jim Coffey's magic continues. And again, we thank James for all the help he gave us the years he's at the AD at Beverly. Give us his time and providing with information, taking care of us during our coverage of the football games at Hurd Stadium, making sure we were well taken care of. This is an opportunity that he couldn't turn down, as he one of his, I guess, bucket list things was eventually to move back to Maine, and he had an opportunity to combine moving back to Maine, where they have friends and family, and combine it with his career as an AD. And we know he'll do the same kind of outstanding job there as he did at Beverly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Boy, I think he kind of reshaped a lot of what ADs do here on the North Shore, the things that he did and promoting his teams and athletes and so on. It was really, he did a great job.
Master of social media.
Yeah, he's very good at social media. That's for sure.
And, he came from Winthrop to Beverly. And I'm sure that Winter was, sorry to see him leave.
Yeah. Well, Larizzi will kick off here on the kick following the safety from the 20. Right foot goes into the ball. Line drive kick lands in at his own 45. Rolls past one defender. Fielded at the 32 by English High School. Cosmos has it. Starts right up the sidelines. Taken to the sidelines at the 41. Out of bounds there. English football.
It could have been disaster. It bounced past the first up man who decided to try to get it. And then it got to Cosmos. He picked it up, dropped it. And, of course, by that time, the Swanson coverage is almost down on top of you. And you're scrambling for your life trying to make something positive happen.
So Cosmos on the return. Ball first down for Lynn English at the 40-yard line. They're 40. Andrew Blass at center. Kent Pena and Brian Nunez are the tackles. Emil Rossi, Frank Perry, the tackles. Matt Severance, the quarterback. Prince Brown, one of the wideouts in this lineup. J.C. Gonzalez coming in, last on to the field here for English High School. They'll send another wideout here. Hold on here, out to the right side. This is Juan Avellino is a splendid out. He comes in motion, and the Severance keeps it after faking the handoff and runs straight ahead for 2 yards. A lot of misdirection there, but in the end, it's Severance, the quarterback, keeping it for 1 yard.
When you're the smallest guy in the field, I'm not sure you should be running the ball as much as he appears to be running. I know he may be able to slip under some people, but boy, the beating that you take trying to do that.
Yeah, really.
Could make your career very short-lived.
Newburyport leading Linfield at the half, 20-12. Mike Levine, the new head football coach at Newburyport. Wide out, far side right, Prince Brown, a sophomore. Three wide outs near side left for Matt Severance of English High School. Second down, 9 from the 41. Quick pass out on the left side. Catch made by Dong up to the 45 to midfield. Very close to a first down. The spot is just over midfield, so I think, yeah, he has a first down.
Did a nice job of staying square to get the receive the throw from Severance and then immediately pivoted and turned upfield and went straight upfield. Didn't waste any time. He got the jets going, and he made enough for the first down. Well done.
Baskin in on the stop for Swampscott. First down, Lynn English. 4 minutes, 18 seconds to play first quarter. Second game of our doubleheader here tonight from Manning Field and Lynn. Two wide outs to the far side right, two near side left, halfback to the right of quarterback Matt Severance. Waits for the count. Now in motion, slot left side, coming to the right side, but the give is to the halfback right straight ahead for a five-yard run down to the 45-yard line.
Good push by the offensive line there, Bill. Again, a lot of misdirection in this English offensive scheme.
Miguel Ramos, the ball carrier. Yeah, I like that misdirection there, Tim.
But at times it appears to take too much time. And that allows the defense to get penetration, close the gaps, and that can really shut down your offense. The misdirection has to be carried out very, very quickly, and the cuts upfield have to be almost instantaneous. You have to anticipate where that gap is going to be, and then you got to hit it.
All right, here we go. We got a full house backfield here. Halfbacks on each side of the quarterback. One wide out each way for English High. Third down and 5. It's a run play. No gain. Carrying the football with Johnny Cosmos, and he might have lost 1 yard on that.
Well, that was sniffed out by number 55, Alexander Sheehan, the linebacker, who was already on Cosmos' tail. As soon as he took the handoff, he was reaching for him. And he dragged him down before, just as he got to the end of the right offensive line.
Austin Prep is leading Saugus 14-6 at the half of that game. Earlier tonight, Gloucester was a 21-19 winner over Lynn Classical, a come-from-behind win. Third down 6 for English High School from the 46 of Swampscott High School. Ball far hash mark right side. English working right to left. Timeout is called here by Swampscott High School.
John Hoffman came by earlier and we were discussing the game, and he said, you know, Gloucester had over 400 yards of offense and they were losing the game. So it just goes to show you how deceptive statistics can be. In terms of the outcome of sport competition.
It is Revere now leading Medford at the half as they were down in that game 8-0, but they're now up 14-8 at the half there in Medford. Marblehead was leading against Walpole over in Marblehead this evening. I think they are at the half.
Are they at Piperfield?
Yes.
That has become such a death valley for teams to go in and play. That team, you know, not many teams have gone in there and come out with a W since they've opened that field. And there's been some great games played over there. Proceeds help to support the Lynn English Athletic Department. If interested, please contact head athletic director Jacob Newby. Yeah, I was rather surprised on the cruise. It was on the Sunday. We left on Friday, and it was Sunday. We were up at a point in the ship, and I saw this guy. He looks familiar.
Cruising with Dick Newton. Yeah.
Cruising with Dick.
Here's Severance optioning the football out on the left side to Cosmos, coming near side left, but he bounces off a tackle. I thought he was going to be wrapped up by Sean Larizzi, but he got free.
Yeah.
And a teammate was with him, too.
Yeah. I mean, that was great lateral pursuit and reaction by the secondary to come out and get that play. But again, another long, drawn-out play. And Cosmos had to run a long way with that ball to try to get to the edge. And that's given Swanson, that so far has shown us to be very quick on the edge, a chance to get there and shut down any kind of wide sweep that English is trying to pull off.
Lynn English High School with a fourth down, and they're going for it here. Fourth down and four from the 44 of Swampscott. Severance throws over the left side, incomplete. Well, this will give Swampscott the football in decent field position at their 44, their own 44. I think the big shocking score of the night tonight is that Melrose-Masco game. It's Melrose trailing by a point at the half. 1 point game.
Now, a lot of teams, when they get into these kind of positions, oftentimes like to go big strike, big play. See if you can catch them on the heels a little bit by failing at the fourth down.
No, I like that idea.
Let's see what Swampscott does
here. Yeah, Colin Ferrari, the quarterback, halfback set to his left side, two wideouts each way. He looks left, throwing to the back out of the backfield. The catch is made and the run up for about 7 yards. Isaiah Baskin with the catch and run for Swampscott High School.
Chased out by number 11, Prince Brown. Sophomore, Bulldogs.
Baskin, 5'10", 163. Ryan Dignan is their center for Swampscott. Mason Schultz and Alex Sheehan are guards. Wes Tyler Lacey and Noah Carrero are the tackles. Larizzi, A.J. Venuti, Liam Faulkner, Lucas Cody are ends. And Isaiah Baskin in the backfield, quarterback Colin Ferrari, 5'11", 180, junior quarterback for Swampscott High School. Second down and four, looks left, fires that way, long down the left sidelines, a catch at the 25 and run down to the 18 and out of bounds.
Boy, did he thread the eye of the needle with that pass. There was a defender in front and behind of the receiver, and he put it right in between the two of them in stride. Well, there's the big pass play.
A.J. Venuti, the receiver.
And again, the receiver did not give it away that the ball was coming. The last second, he put up the cradle. The ball fell in. He tucked it away.
That was a great, great throw by Ferrari. The kid can throw. There's no doubt about it.
Where have we heard that before in Swampscott?
Yeah, no, really. Well, you heard Coach Serino in our pregame show talking about kind of bringing back some of the what they had done before. Here's another quick throw. Ferrari, catch, ran, touchdown. A 20-yarder. Catch and run in for Swampscott High School.
Yeah, number six.
Faulkner. Okay, Liam Faulkner with it.
I'll tell you, that was just a quick slant in from Faulkner, set up as a wide receiver. He got to the 10-yard line.
I guess they're giving it to Larizzi.
Really? It looked like a six. 20-yard touchdown pass, Colin Ferry to Sean Larizzi. Well, then it's Larizzi, but he made the cut, and he beat the English defender, the cornerback, and then the safety into the end zone, left him flat-footed around the 8-yard line. They didn't even bother to chase him. He just turned and headed into the end zone.
Colin Ferrari to hold. Larizzi to attempt the point after kick. The snap is low, and it rolls free. Larizzi gets it, runs for the two-point conversion.
And he gets it.
He's got it.
Wow, so busted play becomes 2 points. Now they're expecting the kick, and the English defense all pinched in. The holder fumbled the ball, and Larizzi picked it up and immediately spun to his right. There was open ground, and he just beat the English defenders to the pylon, and he actually took a step inside and jumped into the end zone. So heads-up play by the Swampscott receiver who scored the touchdown and then records the two-point conversion.
Right, the kicker, and the snap was low, and so the holder couldn't pick it up on that low snap, and then it rolls behind the snapper. Larizzi picks it up, and he takes off for the end zone and to the right and goes in for the two-point conversion. So a 20-yard strike. First touchdown of the game following the safety. So it's 8-2, Swampscott leading Lynn English. The touchdown, the two-point conversion, and the safety. So three of the two scores have been 2 points here tonight. That's a little unusual.
Yes, it is.
Are you cooling off? Are you okay now?
Oh, we just had a gust of wind come through, and I'm like in heaven here. Of course, my phone suddenly...
Not that you're with me, too. You know, I mean, so...
Yeah, you light up my life. Let me tell you.
Larizzi's kickoff. Swampscott to Lynn English. High, booming kick. Lands at the 10. One hop fielded at the 8-yard line by English High School. From the far side right, run back near side left, out to the 23-24-yard line. With that return, Prince Brown.
Colin Wallace for Swampscott on the tackle. Chased him down from behind.
So he fielded that on the far side of the field, came back across to the near side of the field, and got it out to the 24. Under a minute to go here in tonight's football game. Wideouts three to the right for Lynn English High School now. Matt Severance, the quarterback. One wideout near side left. And the halfback set to his left side. Severance takes a high snap, keeps it, runs it out to the 25-30, runs to the sidelines to the 32. A flag is down. So he gains about seven, but there's a flag.
Yeah, that's in the area of that infamous holding call.
Bulldogs called for the hold here, so this will come back the other way. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Big crowd in Newburyport, looking at some photos here tonight. I think they're going to get excited about football up in Newburyport here. Off to they're leading Linfield here tonight. Not over yet. I think it's a one touchdown game though. So here's Severance with the team down. He's got a first down and 15. Quick pass out on the right side. Caught in the backfield. Spinning catch and run. Another flag goes down after a 5-yard gain.
Again, the area of a defensive hold. And we got another one in the Swampscott backfield.
J.C. Gonzalez, the receiver and runner. Sharp-looking ball player. A lot of penalties so far here in this one tonight. Under 30 seconds to play, first quarter. Ooh, BC High leading Andover, 41-12. They were hyping that game today earlier about it being a big one of the key matchups on this first Friday night of high school football.
Well, BC took any question of a big game out of that early.
30 seconds to play here, 27.4 seconds to go. Holding call against Lynn English High School. Two flags on the field, one at the 30 and one back at the 18-yard line. The ball, they'll mark off the yardage from the 18-yard line back negative yardage in English territory. There's that negative number again, Tim, for you.
Coming back to haunt.
I didn't, you know, not that I'm pressing you on it, but... So I think Coach Carroll's with you about being a little adverse to the negative numbers here right now.
See?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I got to tell you, Swampscott has some large young men on the team. The starting defensive line is Dimitri Lyakopoulos, 5'9", 180. He's playing at end, so he's a quick end. Chris Cohen, 5'9", 262. Sean Bowers, as I mentioned, 6'3". 298.
Well, it is a first down and 25 for Lynn English at their 9-yard line. Direct snap back to Severance. Quick pass out on the left side. Cosmos has it in the backfield. From the 10, he goes up to the 15. Breaks one tackle, but stumbles down at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, number 7, Isaiah Baskin. Again, grabbed him by the ankles. Cosmos is quick. He just can't see. He gets by the first man. He just can't get by the second guy.
Well, he gets 9 yards on that, and normally that'd be a nice little play.
Yeah.
And the quarter comes to an end.
You know, but if he breaks that last tackle, he's got the whole sideline to run.
I hear you. Well, we're through one quarter. Kind of an odd score. It's Swampscott 8, Lynn English 2 here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
Heading into quarter two, 8-2. Swampscott leading Lynn English earlier tonight on MSO News Sports. Live video coverage of the Gloucester 21-19 win over Lynn Classical High School. A come-from-behind win for Tony Zarelli's Fishermen here at Manning Field in Lynn. And you'll be able to watch that game if everything goes well at some point over the weekend, if you would like to.
Especially if you're from Gloucester.
Yeah, right. From Lynn, from Classical, maybe not so much. No. Let's move on. Let's go to next week.
But I think they have a lot to be confident in going into next week's game.
Yes.
Because they did a lot of good things. You know, they took some penalties late in the game that pushed them back, and they basically came up 1 yard short.
Right,
being able to have an opportunity to get down and score the winning points, even if it was a field goal attempt.
Well, they had the football. They were a yard short of just getting a first down and maintaining the football in Gloucester territory, and that would have been huge moving down the stretch. But, you know, I think, you know, they gave up the one big play, but it's kind of a fluky broken play that kind of stuff happens. But low snap from center, Severance fields it, but they whistle it down. I don't think his knee went down, so there's got to be a flag on the play here, I think, huh? Yeah, flag. Procedure call against Lynn English. So another penalty against the Bulldogs. This is not the start that Coach Chris Carroll was hoping for to start this season here.
Well, he mentioned in his preview with Lynn Island that he has some experience back, but he's also got an awful lot of young players that he's trying to blend in. And that takes some time, and you get some things done in the scrimmage, but game conditions, you really can't, you know, simulate those. Even in scrimmages, you know, you can work on things, but now these games mean something. Scrimmages don't mean anything. These mean something, and the nerves get heightened a little bit, especially if you're a first-year player.
All these penalties, it's still English ball, second down and about 20, and they dive it to the left, and they get nothing on that one. Update from Newburyport. Clippers are leading Linfield 20-6, 3:54 to play in the third quarter of that game.
But right now, Swampscott is just out-quicking the Bulldogs to the ball. They're getting off very, very quickly. They're making short tackles. They're tripping up Cosmos at every turn. He may get a few yards, but then he's getting tripped up, and then they're finishing the tackle.
Of course, Swampscott had that tough year last year. Had the forfeit, right? And, things just didn't go well.
And then the very bad loss to end the season on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and so they're looking pretty good here so far here tonight. And, one of the things about Swampscott teams is they the spread offense got a lot of the play under Coach Steve Dombowski, but they were solid on both sides of the football. Here's Severance throwing over the middle. The catch is made. It's a first down catch out at the 35-yard line. The receiver out there is Jacob Miller.
Wow, what a catch in traffic. And the ball was put right where it had to be. No defender could get to it. And Miller with a solid catch that he managed to tuck it away. And more importantly, hold on to it because he took two hits immediately after securing the ball. Now that could be a spark for the Lynn English offense.
That's a start. That's not a bad start. English trailing here by the score of 8-2. Peabody leading Triton 15-8, second half of that game. Oh, Newburyport up now 26-12, 2:23 to play in that game. Bulldogs, Matt Severance at quarterback. Now right up behind center, two wideouts to the near side right. Pitch play running out of the eye. Cosmos with it. Coming near side right, 40-45 to the 43. That's a first down, about a 12-yard run for him.
Yeah, he got a nice kickout block from the other running back. I didn't catch his number, but he got a good kickout block on the outside linebacker. He cut up inside of that and then made another cut back into the middle of the field to pick up an extra 3 or 4 yards before being gang tackled.
Just as we're about to write off the Bulldogs, they come up with a wonderful pass play over the middle and then a first down, 12-yard run on first down, and they're up near midfield. Cosmos takes the handoff on first down from his own 47 and pushes out to the 50-yard line for a 3-yard gain.
Well, you know, you make a big pass play like that, and all of a sudden it gets the defense to sit back a little bit, thinking that you may throw a few more, and all of a sudden you've got some of those gaps in the defensive line and then the linebacking core that you can exploit for some good-sized runs. And I think that's what they're going to have. English is going to have to do a good job of really mixing it up because Swampskid is big, they're fast, and at times they've overwhelmed the English offense in this game.
Eye formation in the backfield. This is a run to... Miguel Ramos, and he busts straight up the middle. He's got a first down.
And again, much quicker execution. The handoff, hit the line, hit the gap, get through that first level of defense. And now it's you on the linebackers, you on the secondary, and the secondary that brought him down.
And on first down from the Swampscott 40, it's another run play, diving it in the middle for about a 3-yard gain. Listen to this, Tim. This is a little tweet out of Danvers. Matt Andreas, 12 straight carries, 54 yards, chews up more than 9 minutes of clock, but Winthrop holds on fourth down on their own 16, stopping a pass. So
wow.
Winthrop hanging in there tough. Cosmos out of the I formation, goes straight ahead for no gain. Swampscott defense there, penetrating in defensively.
That's what Winthrop does.
Liam Faulkner.
They grind you out. They make you earn every yard.
Yeah, Liam Faulkner with a stop there for Swampscott High School.
No gain on the play. Will be third and six from the big blue.
Marblehead leading 20-0. Second half against Walpole in Marblehead tonight. Here's a pitch play to the tailback Cosmos coming to the far side left. Turns the corner. It's got the first down inside the 30 at the 39-yard line.
Great second effort. Now I know the back who had the kickout block because he had another great kickout block there. It was number 32, Isaac Ramirez, a junior for the Bulldogs. A solid kickout block. He just put the Swampskid linebacker on his backside. That allowed Cosmos to take the corner. And then, look, when it appeared to be he was going to be pulled out of bounds, he spun out of that tackle along the far sideline and he got enough yardage for the first down.
Pitch play. Again, Cosmos coming near side right. And no, this is
Ramos.
Miguel Ramos coming near side right for about a 3-yard gain.
Did you notice the pace of the English attack now, Bill? It's much faster. It's much more direct. They're not going really wide with the run, stretching it out, allowing the Swampskid defense to fill in and cut down any running lanes. They're getting right to that running lane. And again, Ramirez is just laying out some devastating kickout blocks.
Timeout. Here we are, end of the third quarter. Still Danvers up 7-0, says Phil Stacy. But two big plays have Winthrop on the Falcon 21-yard line. Fourth time in Danvers territory here tonight. So it's 7-0 Danvers. Cathedral is still leading Essex Tech at the end of three, 22-8. Some of the scores coming in tonight here. We're on Channel A. Man's doing his crossword puzzles here, Tim.
In my spare moments.
In your spare moments?
My phone decided to upgrade itself.
Oh, jeez.
So I can't pull anything up.
Oh.
It's almost done upgrading. I'm thinking, you're going to be... I looked at it, all of a sudden, it's a blank screen, and all these things are swirling around.
Well, Melrose has taken the lead over Masco, 20-13, end of three. So that was the that was our upset of the night. I think it was 13-12, I think, Masco at the half. 6:52. Still could end up being that way. That's, playing those tough... Jim Pugh, when he was there, always had those very tough non-league games to open up the season. And, Melrose...
No, but that's where your team grows. Yeah. Even in a loss, you learn how good you are.
Severance at quarterback, gives to the tailback. Cosmos coming right. Still coming, chugging. Second effort, third effort, fourth effort. Gets 4 yards down to the 21.
Yeah, he's going to be a yard shy of a first down for the Bulldogs. But as you said, Bill... You know, great second effort. Again, he had nothing in front of him going up in the middle, so he scooted along the right side of the line till he found a bit of a gap and then just turned himself upfield. And everybody's trying to drag him down, but he just kept plowing ahead.
6.5 minutes to go, first half. 8-2. Swampscott is leading Lynn English. English scored first with a safety when the ball went over the head of quarterback Sean Larizzi into the end zone with a... They were deep in their own territory. Now Chris Carroll of Lynn English High School wants to call a timeout. His team has a 3rd and 2 at the 21 of Swampscott.
In high school you're in four down territory, but really critical that they get the first down on this play. You don't want to be stuck in a 4th and 2 or maybe even longer. And you have to be disciplined here. You can't move. You don't want to take a penalty. You don't want to make it a longer distance on third down. Again, something really, really quick into one of the gaps. Zone block. Create a crease. Get Ramos heading north.
Third down 2. English at the Swampscott 21. Severance right behind center. Scrambles. Will keep it. Runs it. He's got the first down to the 14-yard line. Oh, man. Well, there you go, Tim. That's Severance going small. He's the smallest guy out on the field, and he went below the defenders that time.
Yeah, and that was a well-designed distraction play. They faked the pass. Cosmos came towards us. He leaped up like he caught the ball, turned around, and huddled up. Ramirez went flying into the line. To the right side to block, and Severance just ducked off to the left and then cut upfield. Again, exploiting gaps that had opened up.
I think Peabody and Triton are now tied at 15 over in Peabody tonight. Cosmos gets the handoff, and he gets he lost a yard on that one.
Yeah, nice play by number 34, Chris Swampscott. It looks like. Dominic Cuspati.
Austin Prep still leading Saugus 14-6 as they're heading into the fourth quarter. Just put a note up on our Twitter feed on that game for you. Do follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. We update you on a lot of different sports news throughout the week and news, not just sports news. So you do want to follow us. We promote our games as well on there, of course. 4 minutes, 40 seconds to go, first half. And it's second down and 8. Pitch play, run. This is Ramos hitting off the right side of the line down to the 11.
Captain A.J. Venuti slipped off his block and may have made a touchdown-saving tackle because Ramos had a head of steam. He slid off his block and made a great, sure-handed two-arm tackle around the legs.
How about this one? Winthrop 7-7 with Danvers, it looks like, in the fourth quarter.
No surprise. I've always admired Winthrop from the time that I played against them when I was at Tom Savio. It's a dirt dog team. They come they're not dirty. They just grind you up. They're going to play you, and they're going to gnaw on your ankles if they have to.
Ooh, it's kind of a rough description there. Ramos again from the... 11. He goes down near the 6.
Late flag. We have a late hit.
Could be. Hey, got another score here. So Winthrop goes 84 yards on 6 plays, tying the game at 7. John Gonzalez, an 11-yard run. Joe Trenneth with the point after. Now, this looks like, is it against English?
The guy's pointing towards English. Oh, chop block.
Okay. 3 minutes, 40 seconds. That'll slow down the Bulldogs a little bit here.
Yeah, again, that's what I talked about. Is, you know, you get into this edge, this area of the field, and the clock winding down, you have an opportunity to put points on the board to either tie the game or maybe even go ahead. You have to maintain your discipline.
If you want to follow that Danvers-Winthrop game, just shoot over to Channel B. It's right here on MSONewsSports.com. So they're going to go right down to the wire there. Rick Moore and Paul Ingram are on hand for that game here on MSONewsSports.com. Is your phone updated yet?
I do believe.
Well, that'd be great if it were.
I know. Oh, hey. Yeah, okay. Nice.
He's got the new MSO app on his phone. It's now available, by the way, for Androids only. It will be available soon on iPhones or iPads.
And I want to thank Andrew for putting it on there for me.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.
I should have asked him, how did he do that?
Well, he's in charge of that stuff. He's the man. Here's a Severance with a direct snap, third down and about 19,
third
and a fumble, and but English recovers.
Is that Ramos?
Yeah, I think so.
No. No, number 12 for English. J.C. Gonzalez.
Another timeout here. I'm just going to flip over here. See if I can. Here we go. Take a listen. We're going to listen into Rick and Paul.
He's gassed. 14 consecutive plays. Andreas has handled the ball. One pass, 13 runs. There's another one. And he's going to carry it forward for yardage out to the 40. Positive yardage.
The only thing I'd say about this, though, it's going to cost them, maybe not in this game, but boy, when you depend on one person that much and that's your total offense, you got to find something else, some kind of counter.
Well, Borders, the starting quarterback, I know, has a sore shoulder, so they held him out tonight. So they are hoping he can do something.
All right, so that was a live shout-out over to our over to the crew. It looks like it's Phil Stacy there,
Stacey's
too.
In
wow,
the booth.
What an all-star group that is. Oh, my gosh. How do you how do you and I compete against a trio
on,
like that, Mr.
Come
Kearns?
On.
So now it's a fourth down and very long for English. Severance heaving it downfield, tipped incomplete down at the goal line.
Just a little long. The defender was behind number 10 for Swampskin. Ethan Friedman had the coverage, and he nearly had an interception.
Yeah, Nicky Dong, the intended receiver down there for English High School. Boy, you know, Tim, I want to go back to one thing you said earlier. Right at the beginning of the game, you were talking about how English offense was a little slow. You know, they had some movement, but they weren't really attacking. In other words, the ball wasn't coming at Swampscott hard and fast.
Right.
That changed in this last possession, as you pointed out. Things just, all of a sudden, things started to click. Maybe different play selection or whatever it was, but they were taking it to English, and then they just kind of fell apart here as they got down near the red zone here in this drive. They trail Desmond English 8-2. Swampscott has the football. So now there is 2 minutes, 53 seconds left in the first half. Big Blue have the football, leading 8-2.
You know, to the point that you're making, Bill, the addition of Ramos into the offense added that element of quickness and speed.
Larizzi fakes the pass, hands off, loss on the play.
Yeah, that
might be Bascom.
That didn't fool anybody.
No. That's
Ramirez was in there on that tackle, big number 73 for Lynn English. Emil Rossi, the junior. He's a good sized lad.
That's like a negative 3 there. Minus 3 yards for Swampscott in the back. Might be cramping up here right now. Hope that's it. So we have a little timeout here on the field with 2:40 to go. Well, on that note, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more just ahead. Stay with us. We have 2:40 to go. First half, 8-2. Swampscott leading Lynn English here on MSONewsSports.com. Or should we go to that other game? What do you think?
Let's go to the game.
Let's go to the other game. Let's see if we can do that. Hold on here. Save you the trouble of going to the other game, my friends. See if we can get to it, though. Here we go. We're switching now live up to Danvers.
Andreas is out. Yep. Reedy gets the play from Coach Terrio and relays it to quarterback Justin Milani.
Now, if this isn't too confusing for you folks at home, we apologize. Right now, this is Channel A, and we're at Swampscott Lynn English, but we're switching up to the Danvers-Winthrop game.
Vandalinda Brown-Tarantino, the linebackers, with Reedy in motion for Danvers. Quarterback, hands off, run play. Coakley in the backfield, breaks it, 40, 30, down the sidelines, 20, 10, and he scores. Touchdown, Taj Coakley. And Danvers leads 13-7.
48-yard touchdown there, Taj Coakley. Outstanding basketball player for Danvers High School as well. Well, that was a big play, and it wasn't Matt Andreas with the play.
That's probably why he scored the touchdown. Everybody was focused on Matt Andreas, and
yeah.
All of a sudden, hey, who's that guy over there with the football?
We got an injured Swampscott player. Could just be cramping. Let's just hope that's what it is. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more just ahead.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
A honeydew iced cappuccino or an iced mocha madness? I can't decide. I'll flip a coin. Heads means iced mocha madness. Tails means iced cappuccino.
Sir, you don't need to flip a coin. We've combined our iced mocha madness and our iced cappuccino to create our new iced mocha cappuccino.
That's flipping awesome.
Introducing Honeydew's new mocha cappuccino. It's your two favorite drinks combined into one tasty treat. Stop by your local Honeydew today on Canal Street in Salem, on the Linway, and Western Avenue in Lynn, or Eastern Avenue in Malden. Get yours today, only at Honeydew.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn. MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
We're back at Manning Field in Lynn, and there's an injured Swampscott player on the field, and so we're in an extended stoppage here, and we hope everything will be okay. 2 minutes 41 seconds to play in the first half. And it's an 8-2 Swampscott lead over Lynn English High School. Swampscott had the football at their own, about their own 25-yard line. So it looks like we're in a little extended delay. We'll get back and we'll check some scores as well. We can also check over here on the other game, right? I'll do that. I'll do that too, and we'll.
They're chatting.
We'll check some scores here. They're chatting. Hold on here. Here we go. We'll go back.
Been sparse, but
this is the Danvers-Winthrop game.
Danvers
36 left to go in the first quarter from 10 yards out. And then here in the fourth quarter, Winthrop ties it up on a Gonzalez run of 11 yards. And Coakley comes right back, Tars Coakley for Danvers. And Abatasso limping off the field.
It's a bit of a surprise, guys. Two fourth quarter touchdowns by Triton have given them a 23-15 lead over Peabody.
Oh, boy.
With 4 minutes to go.
Gloucester scrimmaged Triton. And they were impressive.
They were. They liked
yes,
them.
Offensively they were.
I know the quarterback, Louis LaRue, throws a nice ball
yes.
for them.
He, yeah.
Played last year and they really liked
him. Yeah, they were very good. I thought they were a very good team.
There was a time when the Cape Ann League schools were smaller than the Northeastern Conference. That sort of flip-flop in the last few years. Second down and 11. Apparently they put the ball back at the 19 after a one-yard loss. As we resume play, Abatasa coming over to the sideline for Danvers. Zinfante rolling to his right, looking, shoots it complete to the 25, and going to be driven back to the 24, but it should be yardage. So is that Trenuth? It looks like number, I can't see it.
That's 10, yeah.
10, Trenuth, all right.
Well, so that's radio coverage on our Channel B from the Winthrop-Danvers game up at Deering Stadium. With Rick Moore, Paul Ingram, and Phil Stacey, the sports editor of the Salem News. And here we have that injury. I think they're waiting for the ambulance to get here. So both teams have gone to the sidelines in respect. And
it was... They're on their way onto the field. I haven't seen an ambulance yet. It may be off to our right.
It was...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, they're here. They're here now, yeah.
Okay, the ambulance has just arrived.
It was last week. I was just telling Tim earlier that here in this on the field last week, Wakefield was scrimmaging Lynn English High School, and Kobe Nato from Wakefield, their quarterback, broke his leg in the game, so he's out. Of course, he was a football player, outstanding basketball player for Wakefield High School. Wakefield traveling to Beverly tomorrow.
And it's interesting, Bill, there are cars parked all along the side of the parking lot, and the ambulance cannot get into the field. So that's a little disconcerting.
Is that a tow truck out there? My cord wouldn't let me get out that far.
That's
fire an ambulance.
Truck.
Yeah, you're right.
The ambulance a fire truck. And he's trying now to squeeze through the parked vehicles. If people would only read the signs, I'll tell you.
Usually that's hasn't been a problem here.
Yeah.
But,
some reason people decided, So they squeezed in. They are coming through the gates now. So the player will be transported to Union Hospital up the street.
Well, possibly.
Or Salem.
Salem.
Is it open tonight?
It's they're open. Yeah.
You know.
Newburyport now leading Linfield 32-12 with 5:12 to play in that game. So get back here. All right, so why don't we take a break? We'll be back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at HarringtonTrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South of Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. The Swampscott player is still being attended to. The ambulance has arrived. They're out on the field. We'll be attending to him. So, and we are now... Triton is now up 3 in that game against Peabody High School. Rallied back to take a lead in that game. Fenwick won over Hamilton Wenham tonight, 22-0. Bishop Fenwick over Hamilton Wenham. Checking our other scores here. Hamilton Wenham boys soccer opened with a 2-1 win over Ipswich this afternoon. So we're going to have all the finals here, I'm telling you that right now. So they're saying this could be a leg injury.
Yes.
And they're saying this is Isaiah Baskin, okay? So it's a leg injury. Now, again, last week, Kobe Nato of Wakefield got injured in a scrimmage here, broke his leg in a game. So, again, all the kinds of injuries, you know, a leg injury is horrible, but there are worse injuries, so especially when the game is stopped for this long, so... Again, we understand the player to be their junior running back, Isaiah Baskin, who was a running back, took a handoff from Colin Ferrari, the quarterback, and then got hit in the backfield. So it must be kind of a freak thing or something or other, but that's when the leg injury occurred.
Yeah, he was in a lot of discomfort right away, and I noticed Aikin was telling me either that it wasn't leg cramps. He was in... a high level of discomfort, and
we have Medford up on Revere now, 16-14 with 10 minutes to play in that game. So they're early in the fourth quarter there. That game at Medford. So now
he's up and on the stretcher.
That's what it appears to be.
Yeah, the trainer went to the went to the Swampscott side and retrieved Splints, and they stabilized. Looked to be like the lower leg. But we'll leave that for the people closer to the action. We're a bit of a distance away for final determination. I'm sure something will be tweeted out momentarily. So if you follow the tweets, yeah, they have his knee, his whole right leg immobilized.
Okay. Mind you, here we go.
All right, so we have 2:41 left in the that first half, and we thought the game was moving slow enough as it was. We've had probably a 25-minute delay in the game. The referee has just blown the whistle. Swampscott is huddling up. English is preparing its defensive stand. 2:31 and counting. And the score again is 8-2. Swampscott is the fourth inning. I'm sorry, no wait, it's the second quarter.
And here we go. Second down and 12. Ferrari, the quarterback, throws out on the right side a sliding catch. I guess it's a catch, right? Yes.
Yeah, I thought it might have been
3 yard gain. Yep, a low grab. Yep.
But he got underneath it. Oh, it was a bad snap. The snap hit the ground, and quarterback had to pick it up. He threw quickly. He really threw it low, and again the stick moved about a half a yard. They three. Gave him three?
No, he got three because he was 2 yards behind the original line of scrimmage.
Oh, okay. I was reading the sticks. Someplace.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah, it was whatever it was. And now it's third down. Yeah, it was second and 12, and now it's third and 9 after a 3 yard gain. One halfback now beside the quarterback, Ferrari. Left-hander throws out on the left side. Catch on a look-in pass. Larizzi has it, but he's cut down without a gain.
Nice play, number 11 for Lynn English defense. Prince Brown came from the far side, followed the slot receiver who went in motion, and again just hauled him down. Great defensive play there. I thought that the running back moved about a half a step early before the snap, but there was no flag thrown.
Time to punt for Swampscott High School. Sean Larizzi, I think, is back there to do that punting. Bulldogs send two players back deep, standing back inside their 35, very close to their 35. Line of scrimmage here is the 26-yard line of Swampscott. Snap is good. The kick goes off. It's a high kick. It will land without being caught and roll for Swampscott, rolling ahead from the 40 in English territory down to the 30, and that is where it stops. A 10-yard roll after it lands at the 40-yard line. First down, Lynn English at their 30-yard line with a minute 34 to play in the first half.
That's the Bulldogs 30 where Lynn English will stop. First and 10.
Lynn English High School has used a number of different players on offense. Miguel Ramos, J.C. Gonzalez in the backfield. Also some other players jumping in there. Juan Avellino. I'm sorry, Tim.
I'm sorry, Mike Reese from the Globe just reporting that Gronkowski did not make the trip. He will not play.
Run play. It's Cosmos coming near side right. Turns the corner. Gets a couple of, well, no, he lost a couple of yards. That was one of those slow developing plays. He tried to come around right end, but there's a flag down. And it looks like this might be against English. English has been kind of hot and cold here tonight.
Yep. The illegal shift was the call by the officials on the field. Bon Andreas had 129 yards rushing in a half. Got a 15-yard touchdown. Danvers leads. Winds up 21-7.
Field hockey. Peabody checked out. Actually, I'm not sure who won that. This will set up a first and 15, so the five-yard penalty against English High School. Severance at quarterback, now out of the shotgun. He'll work out of the shotgun and sometimes goes right behind center with an eye in the backfield. Hands off to his left halfback. Is it loose? I think he had to dive back. There was a mishandoff between him and Ramos, and then Severance alertly fell on the football. Looks like a score here. It looks like Marblehead beat Peabody. Yeah, Peabody 1-0 in field hockey today.
Winthrop now losing to Danvers 28-7.
What's the score? 28-7?
28-7.
Oh, wow.
I think Danvers may have too many bodies and maybe too much size for Winthrop wearing him down at this point in the game.
Archbishop Williams defeated Salem tonight 31-6. That's a final score. I'm hearing some communication here. I don't know
where
what I'm
is
hearing.
It? It
sounds out, like it's out here, yeah.
It sounds like somebody's walkie-talkie.
No, it is a walkie-talkie, yeah. Get some inside information here. We'll cover anything, folks. We jumped up to the Danvers-Winthrop game earlier tonight when it was when things were going on. There's another penalty against English High School. Is that a delay of game? I don't think so. Yeah, 28-7 now, Danvers. North Reading, 21, Ipswich, 13. I guess
Ouch.
That's a final score. North
Ouch.
Reading, 21-13.
Ouch.
What do you got?
BC over North Andover?
Yeah.
61.
No, Andover.
61-25. Do you think they were making a statement?
Yeah, I think so. Quick screen pass out on the right side, or a quick lookout pass. Pretty much a no-gainer caught by Nicky Dong out there. So 21, that looks like a final score. That was not a bad performance, actually, though, by Ipswich. North Reading's been so good of late. But it looks like that's a final score. North Reading 21, Ipswich 13 tonight. Masco, Melrose had taken the lead over Masco after... Masco had a halftime lead over Melrose High School. Yeah, 21-13 is the final score there.
Pocello, talk about a guy who's turned around his career in Boston from last year's debacle, or a subpar season.
Here's a run play. I'm sorry, out to the 20. So. They've got about 5-6 yards. They're still going to have a very long to-go situation here on fourth down.
And we have another player down.
Another injured Swampscott player. This one, of course, Swampscott on defense this time. Trainer going out again. I'm sorry, Tim. What were you saying there?
Pocello left the Sox-Toronto game in the seventh with a 5-2 lead. He could become the league's first 20-game winner.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
First place, too. Out,
yeah.
Coming out from the West Coast. And here we have another delay. This is our second game here tonight on MSO News Sports. Final score, Madison Park over Lynn Tech, 28-24. So Lynn Tech came back in that game. They were down by a little bit more than that. I don't see that one on my list here. Where is that? Where did that one go? Oh, here it is. Oh, Madison Park. Oh, it is Cathedral, though, from Madison Park. I'm sorry. So they're playing at Madison Park. That's right. But it is Cathedral over Essex Tech, 28-24. Gotcha. And 69 seconds away, Marblehead is leading Walpole 27-0.
Again,
we have another injury delay here. Swampscott player down on the field. Both teams now back off to the sidelines. So our second injury timeout. Hopefully, it's not as serious. Looked like a leg injury again to Isaiah Baskin of Swampscott High School. He was taken off on a stretcher.
Yeah, not sure of the nature of this particular injury. It would appear to be one of the larger of the Swampscott linemen.
Yeah. All right, what we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll be back with more. Hang in there with us here on MSONewsSports.com. And again, our score here, we're in the second quarter, 8-2 our score. Swampscott is leading Lynn English High School here on MSO Radio.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Back at Manning Field, we're going to get back underway here. And just as English was in a huddle and ready to come out, they call a timeout, so we have another delay. Well, I guess they're going to get this playoff. Look how much time's left here in the first half. Not much time. Clock winding down here. 8-2, Swampscott is leading. And English will punt. Good high punt fielded at the 46-yard line by Swampscott High School. With it there, Sean Larizzi runs far side right from midfield, goes down to the 40, maybe the 39, and out of bounds. He's in English territory. So we got a bunch of final scores in here now, and we'll be able to pass them along to you. Still some games still going on, but most of them are over.
We could be here for the beginning of the Tonight Show. Yes. People keep going down.
You are correct, sir. There's an old reference, folks. Another one of my old references. 31-6, Archbishop Williams over Salem. Danvers beats Winthrop 27-7. Gloucester, earlier in our first game tonight here on MSO News Sports, beat Lynn Classical 21-19. Seemed like last weekend now. Marblehead over Walpole 27-0. Austin Prep beat Saugus 20-6. Melrose a final over Masco 26-13. North Reading topped Ipswich 21-13. Fenwick over Hamilton Wenham 22-0. Cathedral downing Essex Tech 28-24.
Did a Manchester Essex score?
I don't have that. No.
We haven't seen anything since the...
Here's Ferrari to pass on first down, way downfield. The ball falls incomplete down at the two-yard line, down on the left. Now, I've not seen a final score on that. I'm surprised we haven't seen anything on that. Larizzi, the intended receiver down there. We're going to soon start getting scores on these Saturday games here, Tim.
Should I just plan on going to... No, don't go home. Yeah. Just go to the field.
I know. I'm thinking maybe Marty would like to do that game tomorrow with you.
Thanks.
And they put the knee down here to end the first half. Okay. So we've come to the half here at Manning Field and Lynn with the score. Swampscott 8, Lynn English 2. Hang in there with us here on MSLNewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respected news and sports coverage.
Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you here at the half at Manning Field and Lynn, 8-2 our score. And we have a bunch of scores here, and I see Steve Krause right in our area. I'm going to give it to you at the halftime here with maybe Steve, if you want to do that.
Well, that's probably why he's walking around behind us.
You know, I tell you what, I'll hold on to the scores, but we do have a final score. Triton beating Peabody tonight, 23-15, to go along with our other scores. Here you go, Steve.
I'm going to sit still, because otherwise you're going to hang me. Thanks very much. Oh, God, here he is.
33 plays to 10. Swampscott has minus 7 yards rushing, and they're leading 8-2. Red Sox were leading 5-2 the last I checked.
Yeah. No, 6-2.
6-2?
6-2 now. Yeah.
Oh, it said fifth inning by now.
I had last time I saw it was
6-7.
It was 6-2 in the seventh.
Okay.
Porcello was coming out. So.
Oh, don't take him out.
No. I hope, well, they had him coming off the field.
It's a crapshoot when they take any of the starters out.
No, you didn't tell me that. Well, okay. So now that we're on, we've been discussing the Red Sox. I'm with what's out of this, Steve Krause, a longtime friend, former schoolmate years ago.
Good thing we didn't
this
swear.
In the newspaper.
Good thing we didn't swear.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. I'm going to talk to you about your production protocols here. Very slow game, Steve. The two injuries that began at quarter of nine. Have taken us basically till 9:30 to get to the half.
Yeah, it's a sad thing. It looks like that Baskin kid from Swampscott really hurt his leg badly. The other kid didn't look too good either coming off the field.
Yeah, what's up with that? I turned away when they came up. There was one of the big linemen, right?
Yeah, it looked like he hurt his ankle.
Oof.
Not that this game was proceeding at a rapid pace as it was before, but it does really take all the steam out of the game when something like that happens.
Manchester
soccer,
6-0 over Amesbury, but again, Manchester Essex has a very dominant soccer program that's demonstrating it once again. That's okay, Bill. You seem to be stumbling here in the last. I know, really. It could be a baseball game here.
Yeah.
Let's talk quickly about the first game. Gloucester scores late in the game on just an absolute pass and run play to walk away with a 21-19 victory over Lynn Classical. Yeah. And I thought Classical played very well.
Classical has to be wondering what it has to do to beat Gloucester. It just seems that no matter what the circumstances are, no matter who's good and who's not, it just seems like no matter what happens, whenever they play, something bad. I remember the first year they played under Timmy Phelps. They were supposed to have a very good team, and Gloucester was rebuilding.
Yeah.
They go up, fumbled three times inside the 10, and lose the game. It's one of those things. Gloucester just has always had Classical's number.
Gloucester looked very good, and all the momentum stopped with that defensive stop on the last play of the first half. Classical came out in the third quarter and really dominated, thanks in part to a couple of Gloucester turnovers, interception, a fumble, then the interception, and they end up taking the lead. Gloucester has an opportunity with some minutes left. I mentioned, Bill, a wing T team with 3 minutes left is going to be hard-pressed to win the game unless you get a big play,
which they got,
and boy did they get it.
Yeah,
I mean that's probably one of the best pass and run plays I've ever seen, because Edward took the pass, turned up field, got it to about the 40-yard line, did a stop and go, let the man run right by him, pivoted around, got to the middle of the field, then had another guy about to tackle him, stopped, did a 360, and ran straight down the field untouched.
Bubba Barrett, who does the PA system here, said that it reminded him of that, Hail Mary pass that Gloucester threw on these grounds. It was at Manning Bowl, but on these grounds way back in whenever it was. I don't even know. About 15 years ago, whatever it was. Matt Durgan was the coach at Classical at the time, and two Classical kids bumped into each other, and the Gloucester kid came down with the ball, and they scored and won the game. It was incredible, and that just seems to be the norm when Classical plays Gloucester. It just seems that something bad happens.
I remember that game because Rick and I were doing the game, the only game we've ever done at Marblehead. And we were talking to Pat Barry, the team manager, because it was going back and forth, and it was just an incredible game. Well, actually, Gloucester was down big in that game and came back and won the game.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my, we couldn't believe they actually pulled that one out.
They had one here about 8 years ago. Gloucester was up by 3 touchdowns, and Gloucester came back and won the game. It just... Doesn't matter what the team does. It's just one team ends up winning.
I think Classical did. Classical can take a lot of good things out of that game.
Right.
Laurie is still a player. Nieves has showed that he can play. Mm-hmm.
This young fullback, Barnard, he was one of the Lynn World Series kids.
Uh-huh.
He played very well.
Yes, he did. Danvers got to the ball quickly. You know, they were much better in the second half after that goal line stand than they were in the first half. Unfortunately, some of the inexperience showed up with some of those late penalties that they took that stalled their drive, that gave Gloucester an opportunity. You know, and you know, they had 98 yards to go with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. Yeah. And you know, they made a play that helped them win it.
Yeah.
You know, Gloucester, again, came into the game, a lot of question marks, a lot of new guys, some returning starters. You had a new quarterback. You know, you had a 1,000-yard rusher who you knew was going to be the focal point. Mm-hmm. Edwards is a young guy. He's getting his first real major action. He's going to be a player.
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to increase the junior Matt. What's his last name? I just had it. Number 32 for Gloucester. He looked really, really good. So Gloucester has potential. They showed quickness. They showed speed on the edges. You know, they tackled well throughout the game. So those are two teams that are going to be very competitive in their respective divisions.
Lou Cicatelli from Revere says Gloucester's the team to beat in the South. It's another issue entirely as to why Gloucester isn't anywhere South Division of anything.
Well, you know, the school enrollment has fallen down into the 800s, and that's what they dictated upon, and so that's why they got moved.
They call it something else then.
Everybody in Gloucester, honestly, was shocked when they got moved down.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I teach up there, and we were like, really? Down the small.
But I thought that wasn't because of enrollment. It's because of power. It's not even an enrollment projection. Well, so
how do you take a team that went 9-2 last year and move them down out of the more competitive, bigger league?
Well, who knows?
Yeah. So, but again, this game here for English, real slow start. Everything was going wide, and it had no slow finish. Had no tempo. Then in the second quarter, they inserted Ramos, and they started doing quick hitters. And I think what really helped them was that big pass play that they had. It sort of softened up the Swampscott defensive pressure, and they started sitting back on the heels a little bit, thinking, okay, maybe they're going to go past. And English came right back and started smacking them with those quick hitters, and they had some sustained offense, but then They ran into the mud.
They ran into the penalties is what they ran into. English shot itself in the foot with about three penalties right in a row. And they're down there. They're moving. And all of a sudden, penalty. And then one of their runners gets thrown for a loss, coupled with all of those penalties. And it's just how to kill a drive.
Yeah.
And that's happened twice to them so far in the first half. They get down so far, and then boom. Swampscott kid, unfortunately for Swampscott, the kid that's come up and made the plays both times has been Baskin, and he's the one who got hurt.
Yeah.
So it remains to see what happens to them in the second half. There'll be something to watch.
You know, but again, it's so characteristic. We saw Classical do it. They took some critical penalties at the end of the game. You know, Lynn English has done the same thing. They've gotten those silly penalties to slow the drive down, to stop the drives. And an older team, you know, will generally, more experienced team, will not make those.
Right.
Because, again, as the pressure increases, those younger guys are trying not to make a mistake. And in doing so, they make the mistake.
Yeah.
They twitch. And
right.
You get that motion penalty.
Well, you're thinking about it, and that's when you do it, when you think about it.
Exactly. You know, if it's like in any sport, in the voice talking, you have got to know what's going on so that you can react. You can't think. You just have to react.
Right. What did Crash Davis once say? Don't think. It only hurts the ball club.
And no truer words are ever spoken for any sport.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to step aside for a quick break here. We're talking with Steve Krause, the sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn, and we'll be back in just a few moments with the second half soon to be played, with Swampscott leading over Lynn English 8-2.
the Gloucester House Restaurant.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
A honeydew ice cappuccino or an ice mocha madness? I can't decide. I'll flip a coin. Heads means ice mocha madness. Tails means ice cappuccino.
Sir, you don't need to flip a coin. We've combined our iced mocha madness and our iced cappuccino to create our new iced mocha cappuccino.
That's flipping awesome.
Introducing Honeydew's new mocha cappuccino. It's your two favorite drinks combined into one tasty treat. Stop by your local Honeydew today on Canal Street in Salem, on the Linway, and Western Avenue in Lynn, or Eastern Avenue in Malden. Get yours today, only at Honeydew.
How about the second half, ladies and gentlemen? 8-2 our score, a late night here at Manning Field in Lynn. Second of two games here. Swampscott leading Lynn English. English kicking off to Swampscott to start the second half. Kick rolls down to the 20-yard line, fielded there by the Blue. Run back out 5 yards to the 25, where it'll be first and 25 for Lynn English High School. Sean LaRizzi on the return for Swampscott High School. Swampscott touchdown and two-point conversion, the difference in tonight's game. The pass was from Colin Frary to Sean LaRizzi, a 20-yarder. Two-point conversion by LaRizzi, who was going for the point after kick on a broken play, ends up running it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. First score of the game was a two-point safety when the ball was snapped by Swampscott deep in their own territory over the quarterback's head into the end zone, and it resulted in a safety for Lynn English High School. So it was 2-0 English, then 8-2, Swampscott in the lead, and here we are, 8-2 Swampscott, third quarter. As we're underway here, first play from the 25, it's a run out over the 30 to the 32-yard line, about a 7-yard gain on the run. That 30, we have a new running back, obviously, in there because of Baskin went out hurt with the leg injury.
John Hoffman came back with some startling statistics. Baskin statistically dominated the first half and are on the wrong end of an 8-2 score.
Sean Rowe, the ball carrier for Swampscott. Underway third quarter, 8-2 Swampscott. Frary, the quarterback, throws out on the left side. It's incomplete. Thrown out on the flank.
Wow, that was pretty close to a lateral.
Yeah, those plays are close. I'm pretty sure that was a slightly forward pass, though.
Yeah, the side judge indicated right away, but the Lynn Classical defender, Lynn English rather, number three, Jacob Miller, did the really smart thing. He picked it up and headed to the end zone just in case. And the clock is stopped because it was an incomplete pass, but the clock is actually moving here in the third quarter. Emoji happy face.
Oh, wow, the Revere-Medford game. It's a wild game. Revere just can't – they can't put Revere away. Malden was up – or rather, Medford was up. I forgot what the score was, but Revere just scored, got a two-point conversion. They still trail 30-28, but kind of a wild game down there for Revere and Malden. Here's a run play. This is Sean Rowe running again straight up the middle, the running back. And he gets a few yards, getting a first down, so that's enough. Sean Rowe.
Got by number three, Jacob Milne. Play good for a first down. It will be first and 10. Swamps got ball on their own 36.
Oh, it is a final score now. Medford beat Revere 30-28.
Well, I think what Coach Ciccatelli is going to tell his team is, hey, you guys didn't give up. You made it a game right to the very end. We just ran out of time.
Here is Ferrari back to pass on first down. Scrambling, throws it out on the right. A completion back coming out of the backfield up to the 40, 45 out near midfield. Enough for the first down. And the reception there, catch was made by Lucas. No, A.J. Venuti, the receiver. So a first down for Venuti. Ball is placed down at the Swampscott 49-yard line. Blue are leading here by an 8-2 score. Early on in the third quarter, this is the second game of a doubleheader. Started after 7:30. We had a long injury timeout when Isaiah Baskin hurt his leg and was taken off on the stretcher and by the med team. And then we had a second injury, a Swampscott player. And now here we are, after halftime, getting ready. We are in the third quarter. 8-2 earlier tonight. Gloucester beat Lynn Claskill 21-19. Ferrari back now, dumps a middle screen over the middle. Catching it there is Rowe. Upfield he goes. Over midfield, down to the 44 of Lynn English. Shy of the first down, but a nice pickup of middle, the middle screen.
Oh, Bill, just taking the Twitter feed, and the Red Sox are laying it on the Toronto Blue Jays to a score of 11-2. Pedroia is a one-man wrecking crew in Canada tonight.
How about those Red Sox, huh?
How about them Red Sox?
No worries, so Joe. Porcello will get his 20th tonight.
20th win.
Yeah.
20-3?
It's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. I mean, seriously, when would somebody have a record like that? I mean, man.
Well,
a lot of starters in the years past got more decisions, I think, right? You know what I mean?
He's been the beneficiary of a very potent Red Sox offense whenever he takes the mound. Remember years ago, there was a pitcher for the one I was teaching in Maryland. There was a pitcher that they had. His name is right there in,
pitching
in the
for
back
who?
Of my cranium.
For Baltimore?
For Baltimore. He won 18 games, but the team averaged 8 runs a game when he pitched. The next year, he had a really bad losing record, but the team averaged like 2 runs a game.
Tommy Phoebus?
No, oh no, it was after Phoebus.
Oh, okay.
It was in the late 80s. I can see him. Oh, it'll come to me at some point in the game.
Well, don't stress out too much over it, Tim. We need you here in 2016
those,
here.
And one of those pieces of minutia. Oh,
here's Ferrari, there is either movement by Swampscott or offside by English. I think it's offside by English. And
yeah,
they're whistling
it
down. They whistle it down on the contact.
One came charging across, and the other guy said, well, don't go alone. I'll come with you.
Yes. So, again, that BC Andover score, again, it was 61-39. That's the final score, apparently. Ooh, it's against English. Gives Swampscott a first down.
Yep.
7:51 to go, third quarter. Playing for the Blydell Cup here in honor of Jeff Blydell, who's an important member, I guess, athletically of both communities in a way, both Swampscott and Lynn English. Lynn.
Well, he lived this one.
Known by both head coaches here tonight,
right, and
Bob Serino.
His sons played for Swampscott.
Yeah. Yeah, he lived in Swampscott. His kids grew up there, I believe. Wideouts now. Three left side, one near
That's
side
a flag.
Right.
78 moved.
Movement on the Swampscott side of the football that time.
Just got a bit antsy, so let's get that 5 yards back and do it all over again.
Danvers is a winner tonight. We do have the scores. We'll run through those now, too, from this evening. A lot of final scores in, and we've got them for you. Gloucester 21, Lynn Classical 19. These are all game ones of the season for the schools. Danvers 27, Winthrop 7. Archbishop Williams 31, Salem 6. Marblehead shut out Walpole at Marblehead tonight, 27-0. Here is a first and 15 for Swampscott at the 43 of Lynn English. Colin Ferrari, the 5'11", 180-pound junior quarterback, calling the signals. Two wideouts each way. Very balanced attack. Halfback set to the right side. He takes the pass. Rowe in the backfield makes the catch, turns it upfield, but he has dropped, might have lost 1 yard, and there's a flag falling at the end of the play. So Rowe makes the catch, but he doesn't get any yards out of it.
Yeah, Gomez had a great angle of pursuit on that play and drop, but the flag was dropped right in the middle of the field, so... Okay, so there'll be no movement of the ball as there were unnecessary roughness calls against both teams.
Other final scores, Triton over Peabody in Peabody tonight, 23-15. Medford beat Revere 30-28. Austin Prep downing Saugus 20-6. 20-6 the final score there. Melrose over Masconomet, 26-13. I think the halftime score had Masco up on top, 13-12. North Reading beating Ipswich, 21-13, but Ipswich looking strong there in that game tonight. At least the score looks that way. That was a tough opponent for Ipswich to open up at North Reading. We had Coach Kevin Fassett with us earlier this week here on MSONewsSports.com from Ipswich High School. So here's a second down and... 16, pass out on the left side. The catch is made, 4-5 yard gain. Look in pattern, sliding tackle as well. Larizzi on the catch, I believe. Gain of, like I said, 7 yards or so. Other final scores: Bishop Fenwick 22, Hamilton Wenham nothing. That's the inaugural game for Coach Jim Pugh at Hamilton Wenham. I'm just hearing all kinds of things about Fenwick and Dave Woods and what he's got at Fenwick this year. So that was an impressive win for them. Newburyport 32, Linfield 12. Final score there. Mike Levine, first game, first win for the Clippers as head coach. Here's Ferrari back to pass, left arm toss, way down on the left, tipped incomplete.
Oh. Yeah, tipped by the English defender. Looks like number 9. Nick Dong, and in going up in, I mean, he went up sky to make that tip, and there was another defender behind the Swampscott receiver, and they fell into each other. Otherwise, one of them might have come up with an interception. So Swampscott will give the ball to Lynn English with 5:14 left. Swampscott leading 8-2.
Cathedral beat Essex Tech 28-24 tonight. Tomorrow we have Wakefield at Beverly, 1 o'clock kickoff here on MSONewsSports.com. The Prep will host Haverhill tomorrow at 2, Pawtucket hosting Canton at 1, and here at Manning Field in Lynn, St. Mary's hosting Boston Tech. In fact, I think I see both teams coming in now, so they'll be warming up for that game tomorrow night here. Not that long away. It's a little joke, folks. It's a late game here tonight. Don't have a final on the Georgetown game tonight. Or the Manchester-Essex game. We didn't even have a partial on that game, did we, tonight, Manchester-Essex?
Yeah.
Oh, we did.
Yep. Here's
the punt. Goes down, lands at the 18, kicks outside, and goes out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. English will have it at their 19, working right to left now, here in the third quarter with just under 5 minutes to play. Methuen beat Malden tonight, 42-27. Note from Ipswich Athletics, the volleyball team won their first game as a varsity program at Triton this afternoon. So congratulations to Ipswich Volleyball today with their win. 5 minutes to play here, third quarter. Matt Severance, the English quarterback, fakes the handoff and runs on the keeper. Again, we tell you, he's probably the smallest guy out on the field, Matt Severance is. Sophomore quarterback, played some last year. Kind of an exciting little player. Can throw the ball with a left arm. He's got a nice arm. Two left-handed quarterbacks here tonight. That time he got wrapped up, lost a yard, but he's had a number of carries, number of rushes here tonight by design. 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. English with the football trailing 8-2. Matt Severance. He's got halfback set to his right side. Pass is tossed to the right, batted down at the line of scrimmage by Swampscott. Falling incomplete is the football. And again, the big football news, I guess, all around New England is Rob Gronkowski will miss the opener against the Cardinals. And, of course, Tom Brady out for the suspension. No Gronk.
Yeah, and that's, you know, just another example of players in the piece are going to have to step up and make plays. You know, Gronk, Garoppolo's going to have to play well in Brady's absence. You know, Bennett's going to have to play well in Gronkowski's absence. He's going to have to continue to catch the ball. Edelman and Amendola's role will now suddenly increase as Garoppolo's safety valves. Oh, and we got a procedure call of some sort. What was that signal?
Five-yard penalty going against the Bulldogs. They have clearly struggled with penalties here tonight. Here is Severance taking the direct snap and trying to throw, and he does upfield over the middle, intercepted at the 44-yard line by Swampscott. Run back four more yards down to the 40. So Swampscott with the big interception here, leading 8-2, has the football at the Lynn English 39-yard line.
Yeah, A.J. Venuti stepped in front of Jonathan Cosmos. After Severance had scrambled around a little bit, he thought he found a receiver. He did have Cosmos behind Venuti, but underthrew the ball. Venuti stepped, just turned around, elevated, brought the ball down, returned it about 4 yards. Swampscott takes over, good field position, 39-yard line of the Bulldogs. Again, turnovers, penalties.
First down for Swampscott, Coach Bob Serino, quarterback Colin Frary from the Lynn English 39-yard line, leading by 6 points here in the third quarter. Look-in pass on the left. Looks like it's caught at the 31. Now there's a flag in the backfield where the quarterback released the football.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the penalty's going to go on because both the English and Swampscott play were kind of tussling.
Well, I've got the Manchester score, Tim. 21-12, and Manchester beat Northeast tonight.
So good start.
So the Hornets win.
And I believe they were at Highland Stadium in Manchester.
I think they were home, I'm pretty sure. But I speak without a lot of authority on that. Oh, no, I have it here. Yeah, they were home. Yeah, they were home. I'm sorry. I do know that.
You are the fountain of all knowledge.
The fountain, maybe. Let's not go any further. Let's just stop that right there. I don't know where that could go. I'm just afraid of where that train of thinking could kind of go, or lack of thinking could go.
That is a personal foul.
Okay,
a little bit of over-exuberance by one of the Swampscott linemen on the Lynn English defensive linemen. I just caught the very end of it.
David Ortiz tonight becomes the 85th player in history with 10,000 plate appearances. Go figure, huh? It's a lot of plate appearances,
that
I guess.
Certainly
I didn't realize he would be in that be that high. That's great.
Well, he's, you know, he's
played, but he's been durable, I guess. Yeah.
He's played 19 years. He has stayed healthy. He hasn't had any. Oh, nearly a pick by Lynn English.
Pass went to Lucas Cody off the arm of Colin Ferrari, but it went off of Cody, and nearly on that deflection off of the receiver, could have been picked off.
Yeah, he was just a little tight to the receiver, and it was within his reach. But again, the deflection happened so quickly, he didn't have a really good time to react to it. But the screen set up by Swampscott, fairly effective. They allowed the three linemen from Lynn English to rush in, but couldn't complete the pass.
Third down and about 17 for Swampscott High School. Pass out on the right is incomplete off the fingertips of a receiver. Another look-in pass right this time from the receiver. It is Ethan Friedman coming in from the right side.
Yeah, and Chris Gomez for Lynn English right on him. As soon as he laid hands on the ball, he was wrapping him up and spinning him around, and Friedman couldn't maintain possession of the ball.
So the English defense comes up big here with a stop after bending a little bit to the blue, getting them to a fourth down situation here. Fourth down and about 17 from the English 46. Swampscott will punt. Whistles blowing at the snap.
Well, again, one of these
Swampscott
linemen charging out, trying to get downfield to make a play. But again, have to wait for the ball to be kicked before you can do that. So again, Swampscott continues to make mistakes here.
Following my Twitter here tonight, Tim, is trying to stay relaxed, trying to stay calm, trying to de-stress, not be negative. No, I'm just too. But I see this thing here from Basketball Drills. Somebody retweeted. And here's the punt. Right foot goes into the ball. High, high punt. Fair catch called for by English at the 23. It says, this is Basketball Drills. The shot fake, comma, when used correctly, comma, can eliminate a defender. That's unbelievable stuff. I'll go over that again. The shot fake, this is basketball.
Shot fake.
When used correctly, can eliminate a defender.
Well, you get them up in the air.
Yeah,
you sidestep them. I think they've been doing
that. Isn't that what a fake is for, though?
Yeah.
Is that what I
think he's kind of stating the obvious there. But he may be new to the game.
I could be a little more active and give it a little more attention to the Twitter thing here. I think I could make something out of myself with this. Finally.
Even if he made it up.
No, really. Here's a pitch play. Another flags. English football at their 23, running left side. And this is going to come back. It's got to be a call against.
Yeah, it's going to be a motion probably somewhere along the line. It'll be a procedure.
Carrying the football was Ishmael Bangura.
Made a nice little run after catching the ball. Turned it upfield. Had enough for first down, but he'll have to go even further if he gets it again. Again, it's turned into a very, very sloppy game. Neither coach, I think, will be extremely happy with the level of the quality of play that's been exhibited. But again, as you know, we talked with Steve, it's the first game. You get the jitters. You try not to make mistakes. And you overthink it, and you end up making a mistake because you forget the count or you're a little hyperactive. Your adrenaline is surging, and you just can't wait to make the play. So, you shoot out a little early. You twitch. And you just have to maintain composure. You have to maintain discipline.
And a little shot fake sometimes can be helpful too, Tim.
Oh, so I have we had back to meet the parent, meet the teacher night last night. And so one of the parents comes in who I happen to know I have their son in class this year. And the dad goes, well, you know, they're looking for a middle school basketball coach. Oh, that's nice. Then he goes, oh, I put your name in. You did what?
There you go. Good look. I mean, you take this with you, and you're on your way. You've got a practice right there, Tim.
I've got a practice.
You've got your first middle school practice already lined up for you there.
It's fake.
And all you do, I'd say you just follow those guys on Twitter, and I bet you've got five or six practices. It's Basketball Thrills, and there you go.
Basketball.
You know, I'm going to go to them here. We got
basketball
it's slowing down here
and
tonight.
Basketball Thrills.
Basketball Drills. I mean, these guys. Look at these guys. Have 8,000 followers on Twitter. So we have a penalty here. I thought it was a block against English. So we're getting a little crazy here. It's late at night.
Shall we say punchy?
Oh, here you go. Oh, look at this, Tim. A quick way for any player to make himself better is to think about what he himself doesn't like to play against.
Oh, see, now that's not being politically correct because they left out the girls.
I know.
Who play outstanding basketball.
I know. I was outraged just sitting here. First down at the 23 for English. Runner going right now. Runner going back left. Wide open field. Is this Jacob Miller running the near side? It is. No, Miller's a blocker. And the runner goes down to the 30, and it's a big, big run for English High School. Jacob picks up the football, and they go all the way down to the 30-yard line. Big, big play.
Wow, he got some good blocks in the middle of the field, and then he just cut it out the left side, but it had been vacated. Kudos, though, to the Swampkins defense. They caught him en masse and brought him down at the 30-yard line. Now we have...
Almost thought we had a timeout
here. The side judge is pointing to the English sideline, talking to the referee. Not sure what's... they want the English team back off of the white stripe along the side of the field. Okay. I guess they got a little anxious and came up near the sideline. Teams can't be over that white area.
8-2 our score. Swampscott leading Lynn English here.
Oh, come on.
Late third quarter.
What is this? The official on the other side of the field blows the whistle because the Swampscott coach is beefing about something. Okay. Your now guys have to get back too. Okay? So we're fair. And there is the referee doing the exact same thing to the Swampscott players and coaches that he just got done telling the English players and coaches they had to do. Get back. I guess Coach felt he was being left out.
Here's my last stat. I'm going to save this one for a minute here. We got English with a first down at the Swampscott 30. They're trailing 8-2 in this game. Late third quarter here on MSONewsSports.com. I formation in the backfield. Severance now at quarterback. Right up behind center. Gives off to the tailback. It's a run. A gainer down to the 20. About a 10-yard run for English High School.
And again, what's the difference in the offense? Quick hitter. Get the ball. Get the man up tight. Get the ball in his hands. Let him get into the line. While the linemen still have contact with the defensive line and the linebackers of Swampscott, and they're finding those quick holes.
Ishmael Bangara now running out of the I formation. Is that
and now
Ramirez,
have...
maybe the up back?
Yes.
Yeah. Severance, the quarterback, right up behind center.
What is going on
with these officials? It was a 9-yard gain, so it's now second down and one for English from the 21 of Swampscott. In the I, they give us to the tailback. Straight ahead, first down run for Bangara.
I'll tell you, Ramirez is just blowing people up, going into the line, getting into the second layer, and he is just opening up a doorway.
First down for Lynn English at the 26, the 16 rather, of Swampscott. Bangara takes the pitch out of the eye from the tailback spot, goes far side right, is bent down at the 13-yard line. That would be a gain of about 4 for him. Under a minute to play now in the third quarter. 8-2, Swampscott is leading Lynn English High School.
I tell you, I would put Isaac Ramirez on my team any day. He doesn't appear to be that tall, but he appears to be squat well and well built, and he is just hitting anything that stands in front of him.
Third down, 7. Ball is at the 13-yard line for English High School in Swampscott territory. Severance takes a snap, gives to Bangura the tailback. He's to the 10. This will set up a third down and 4.
Again, maybe he tried to go left. He ran into some defensive plays, couldn't get to the corner. Just get the ball. Go straight ahead. It's working for you. Don't stop doing it. And the third quarter has come to an end.
There we go. We're moving along, Tim.
I'll tell you.
Stop the complaining, buddy.
Complaining.
No, 8-2 the score. Swamp Scott leading English. Stay with us here.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Fourth quarter is here. 8-2, Swampscott leading Lynn English. English threatening here. They've got the ball at the Swampscott 10-yard line. They've got a third down and four to go. So they are in four-down territory, and they're breaking out of the huddle after the quarter break. Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns with you tonight. Game two from Manning Field and Lynn.
Miguel Ramos back in the backfield, lined up as the halfback behind Ramirez, who's been just blasting away on Swampscott players wherever he can find them.
They're out of the eye. Ramos takes the handoff. He's down inside the 10 to the 6. He's right there for the first down, I think.
Yeah, I think he has
it. If he doesn't have it, he would be inches away. So he got the 4 yards that he needed, it appears.
Yeah, and what they're doing is they're allowing Ramirez to lead and letting him pick out the man he wants to block, and then they're just cutting off left or right, depending on which way Ramirez drives the player.
He's to the 5-yard line, so he picked up 5 yards on that.
Okay, Ramos is coming out, and Prince Brown is coming into the backfield. Severance goes back to the huddle.
Matt Severance, the sophomore left-handed quarterback for English High School. Severance is definitely not that tall, but Jacob Miller's not much bigger if he's any bigger than Severance out there. He's kind of lined up tight left side. Again, out of the I formation, and a flag falls.
What, they come to the line of scrimmage to get set? Why are you throwing a flag? What is this guy, flag happy?
Oh. I got to get off this Twitter page that I'm on here. But Basketball Drill says this, Tim. The only important statistic is the final score. The only important statistic is the final score.
Well, it is the only one that matters.
There you go.
Procedure call against English? What did they do? They went to the line of scrimmage.
Hmm.
And Coach Carroll is a little perplexed. He had the back judge come over with an explanation that obviously didn't, or the side judge that didn't satisfy him. The referee has come over, and now they're having a discussion. I mean, they walked to the line of scrimmage. They went to go get in there, and the offensive line went to get in their stance, and this back judge throws a flag.
Steve Krause writes, if this game were a movie, it would be a Godfather saga. Oh, man. And that's a tough one for English. I mean, it's one thing, you've got a first and goal, and you're at the 5-yard line. Now you've got a first and goal at the 10. You know, your offense has not been all that consistent tonight, although they have seemed to kind of go into the standby, which is the I formation, which is not what they came out with tonight at the start of the game.
No, but it's produced a quick hit. It's produced yards. It's produced momentum. You know, and you just stay with that. You know, make that your primary offense and just build on it.
Pitch play to the tailback this time. And the running back coming near side right and tries to turn the corner and gets about 5 yards, gets those 5 yards back. That's Bangera.
I'll tell you, I can't tell you how impressed I have been with the fullback, Isaac Ramirez. His lead block, he just took down the linebacker, the outside linebacker, coming up to cut off the edge, and he just put him on the ground, and that allowed Chris Gomez to get to the outside and get the corner and get down to, you know, about the 4-yard line.
Ball is to the 4-yard line. This will be second and goal for English at the 4. So they've gobbled back that penalty yardage anyway, and grab one more on top of it.
Now follow Ramirez, and you're going to find the ball.
Bangura in the backfield behind him. The give is to Bangura off the right side of the line, penetrating to the 3, but I think that's it. Possibly the 2, running off the right hash mark straight ahead, trying to punch it into the end zone to our right here at Manning Field, right below the scoreboard.
Well, again, the runner right behind Ramirez went right into the middle of the line, took on the middle linebacker and turned him, and again allowed that space to be created for the running back to get down to the 1-yard line.
Well, you're right. He is to the 1-yard line, so he got more than the 2. He got to the 1, so we've got a third and goal at the 1. Well, you got to love this situation if you're English High School. Of course, you got to convert too, Tim. It's 8-2 the score, the 2-point conversion by Swampscott earlier. Otherwise, you just tie if you get a touchdown. Here's now Severance wants somebody to move over. Now he's got 2 players. No, don't you move. Just one of you guys move. And now I think English has to call a timeout. Yeah, they did. And that's okay.
Yeah, Severance was trying to get his tight end to go back from the left side to the right side. And the slot receiver thought he was being called too, so he went in motion. That was a bad thing. But we'll get it straightened out yet. Again, 8:16 left in the game, 8-2 Swampscott.
You can count on us, folks. We're here for you tonight, 10:13 p.m. We started at 3:30 this afternoon. But it was a great football game, that first one. Gloucester winning 21-19, a real thriller. It's on video and should be available over the weekend. Here's a run play, tailback hit at the 2, bounces off a tackler, gets back to the 1. So now it will be a fourth down and goal for English High School, trying to punch it into the end zone to our right. 8 minutes to play in this football game. Ball is placed down just outside the goal line. That running back was very close to getting in. Another timeout? Yes. English calling yet another timeout. We'll take it. We'll be right back. We're in the fourth. 8-2, Swampscott leading Lynn English.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Big play in the game if you're Coach Chris Carroll in Lynn English High School and a Bulldog fan here, as they are down 8-2. They took a 2-0 lead on a safety early in the game. They've got the ball right on the goal line at the 1-yard line, but the ball really is resting just outside that goal line. And it's fourth and goal here with 7:48 to play in the football game. Yep. Severance is out, and they're going into the I formation again with Ramirez, that fullback, blocking.
Ramirez is out. It's Matul.
Oh, okay.
In.
And the quarterback, keeper, and the sneak, and Severance is in.
Well, I know why they put Matul in. Just run up the back of the quarterback and help push.
Well, others.
I was going to make the call. Just give the ball to Ramirez. He's earned it. He's blocked for everybody else. Give him a chance to score. But they brought in number 34, Jose Matul. And again, the ball was snapped Severance went forward, and Matul came up and just helped with the drive.
There he goes. He's out of the game now.
Yep. And Ramirez goes back in.
A little congratulation from Coach Chris Carroll. So we're tied at 8, folks. So Severance with the touchdown. Now let's see what English does here on the conversion. They'll pop out and go in for the two-point conversion here.
Interesting.
Trips to the near side right. One wide receiver, far side left. Halfback to the left of Severance, who's in the shotgun. Severance takes it and runs off the left side of the line and goes to the goal line. Didn't get in.
Waved it off.
He didn't get in. And we're tied at 8.
Severance lost his helmet in the pile.
All right. We're tied at 8. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender. For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
I had a professor at Salem State. Sarkisian.
Might be him. Here is the kickoff. Line drive kick lands at the 35, takes a high bounce to the 25, and fielded at the 23-yard line by Swampscott. Run back over the 25 to the 27. Swampscott running it back right to left. Kick from left to right. And we're in the fourth quarter with 7.5 minutes to play in a tie game. We're tied at 8.
Yeah, that kickoff took a couple of high bounces before it was taken by the Swampscott returnee, rather. And that gave the Lynn English cover team an opportunity to get down there and surround him and limit the return to just 4 yards. So now can Swampscott respond to the English touchdown with one of their own?
Seen some good kicking here tonight, actually, by Classical earlier tonight on some kickoffs, some onside kicks and some other things, and interesting kicks, punts and different things. So we've seen some nice things here tonight. Fake pass, handoff, rather, and a pass up the left side, and a catch made by Sean Larizzi going up and coming down with it up at the 48-yard line. Oh, man. Larizzi from Frari. Big, big pass play, and Larizzi just went up and wanted that football. Had a defender right there.
Yeah, he never turned back to look for the ball. There was another defender. The safety was there as well, but he obviously didn't communicate to the cornerback that the ball was on its way. He never turned, and had he turned, he may have been able to either deflect that ball or maybe possibly even intercept it, but a great reception nonetheless, right over the guy's shoulder.
First down. Swampscott at their 49, trips far side right, halfback offset to the right of Colin Ferrari in the backfield, one wide out near side left. Whistle blows on the exchange from center to quarterback in the shotgun snap.
Yep. One of the offensive linemen rocking forward. Got caught again.
Tim, you're tweeting. I saw a tweet. Isaac Ramirez. Of
yeah, I just wanted to pay the kid
rocker.
A compliment. I'll tell you, he has been responsible for the resurgence of the English ground game here in the second half. He has just come out and laid the wood to people. Every time he goes into the line, he is just hitting somebody hard. He's turning them. He's pancaking them. And that's allowed the remainder of the English running game to find itself.
6.5 minutes to play in this game. Swampscott now with a first down and 15 from their own 44-yard line. Ferrari, halfback set to his right side. Two receivers each way. Now Larizzi in motion from left to right. The pass in the backfield to Larizzi. Makes the catch. Turns it upfield on the right sidelines. Up to midfield. Out of bounds near the 45 into English territory.
Yeah, he just wandered off to the right side. And no English player went out there to pick up the coverage.
Now when Frary throws that football, that was a lateral. That was a backward pass, if you will, just slightly. So that's the pressure's on when you do that, but it's a well-executed play. Frary to Sean Larizzi. Larizzi, 5'9", 155. Quick, good hands, obviously. And Frary, 5'11", 180, junior quarterback for Coach Bob Serino at Swampscott High School. Trips near side left, one far side right by the Swampscott bench across the way. Frary takes the snap. Hands off to his running back, who stumbles down. I think that's Sean Rowe. Yes, Sean Rowe in place of Isaiah Baskin, who went out with that leg injury in the first half. 13-3 Red Sox in the ninth inning.
So Porcello will definitely have, he pitched seven innings, gave up two runs. It was six hits. Seven strikeouts, a couple of walks, another solid outing by Porcello, who is positioning himself at this late stage in the season for a possible Cy Young award.
Out of the shotgun, Ferrari with a third down here and eight, ball right at just over midfield at the Lynn English 49-yard line. So a big defensive play opportunity for English High School. Game tied at eight. Two teams battling in game one of the 2016 season. The give is to Rowe. He's taken down right away.
Outstanding defensive play. Big number 73. He's doing it all night long. Emil Rossi, again, the big junior, crashed through the line, grabbed the running back behind the line of scrimmage. Outstanding play. Outstanding strength and quickness because he's going up against another really big guy.
Well, there's no gain on that one, so it's fourth down and 8 yards to go. The ball is placed down at the English 49, and Larizzi will punt for Swampscott. Two defenders back deep for English, standing at their 15-yard line. The punt will be in the air from right to left. Sean Larizzi waiting for it. The snap, standing back at his 37. Snap comes back a little bit high, pulls it down. Right foot goes into the ball. There's a flag down. The punt gets off. It'll land and roll. Lands at the 22 and rolls back English's way out to the 25. So there's a flag, though. So let's see what this is. Thrown near the line of scrimmage. Actually, just behind the line of scrimmage, actually.
Yeah, I think it was extracurricular activity. These could be offsetting penalties because the two individuals, I think, carried on even after the ball was kicked downfield. They kept blocking each other.
Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you tonight from Manning Field in Lynn. Great to have you with us here. A lot of football here this weekend on MSO News Sports. Two games are in the books. Danvers beating Winthrop tonight 27-7. Rick Moore and Paul Ingram with the call on that one earlier. We cut away to that game a couple of times, so we had a few delays. 21-19, Gloucester beating Lynn Classical in a come-from-behind win. Archbishop Williams over Salem, 31-6. Marblehead shutting out Walpole, 27-0. And here comes English up to the line of scrimmage, their 30-yard line, in a tie game at 8 here in the fourth quarter. Severance pitches. And this is Bangera taking the ball but losing a few yards.
Yeah, he lost his footing, Bill, as he went to make a cut up behind the block of Ramirez. He lost traction and slipped down. Again, that very long, drawn-out play. It just had no quickness to it, you know, and that just allows the defense to slide over and begin to make plays, cut off your cutback angles, cut off the edge on you. Bang, it's got to be bang, 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 hit and run, hit, run, hit, run. Let Ramirez hit, and you run behind him.
Triton beat Peabody tonight, 23-15. Revere lost to Medford, 30-28. A wild game there. Revere looked to be out a couple of times, down and out of that game, but kept battling back. And Austin Prep beat Saugus, 20-6. That Revere game again, Medford 30, Revere 28. Second down and 15. Severance throws out on the right, incomplete. pass could not be held on to by the receiver out on the right side.
Yeah, he rushed that throw. He just turned and let it go. The receiver had no time, had no chance to set his feet to even make an attempt to catch that ball.
That was J.C. Gonzalez. That'll set up a third down and 15. Melrose beat Masconom at 26-13, and as we've been saying all night, it was Masco leading at the half. I think it was 13-12 at the half. North Reading beat Ipswich 21-13. Ipswich on the road tonight, but a good effort there by Ipswich in their opener. Fenwick over Hamilton Wenham, 22-0. That was the debut for Hamilton Wenham coach Jim Pugh. There's a young, I like to see a young guy getting a head coaching job there, huh?
Yeah, you
Jim
know,
Pugh?
They just need an opportunity.
Yeah,
so
give,
they
the
can
kid
do.
A, give the kid a chance for crying out loud. Two wideouts to the far side left, one near side right.
How are you ever going to get an experience if you don't give him a chance?
Yeah. I mean, some, you know, sometimes you take a, you like, I think it was Clarkson took a chance on hockey coach Jerry York years ago, a young guy, youngest college hockey coach, head coach, and now he's college hockey's winningest coach.
Yep.
Give him a chance. Manchester Essex over Northeast, 21-12. Newburyport 32, Linfield 12. That's the first win for Mike Levine.
Yeah, we had a great conversation with him on North Shore Sports Tonight a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was all fired up to get into the season.
Cathedral over Essex Tech, 28-24. Here is a third down, 15. Severance takes a low snap up with it. Is he throwing? Yes. Way down on the left, man. Open, no. Picked off. There was a receiver behind the defense defender, but the pass came up short as Severance was scrambling, and it's intercepted by Swampscott at their own 41.
Well, you know, his two passes have been long down the field, and they've probably been about the same distance, and that's probably the limit of his arm strength. He underthrew the receiver. The receiver was behind the defender, but the defender had the opportunity, because it was so short, to square up to the ball and make a really solid interception. That's two now for Severance tonight. Again, just not being able to throw it far enough down the field to the receiver who has gotten behind the defender.
Sean LaRizzi with the interception for Swampscott High School. Probably out as a wideout right now. Two wideouts, two each way. Right and left, ball at the Swampscott 41-yard line. Quarterback Colin Ferrari with the team out. Halfback Sean Rowe set to his right side. First and 10, Swampscott, game tied at 8. 3 minutes to play, and on the snap, a flag drops.
And this
the play
is, from
is stopped.
And this is from the back judge.
Back.
He was behind the secondary. He was behind the safeties and threw a flag.
It's against Swampscott. 5-yard penalty. 3 minutes, 6 seconds. I'm not sure if I heard someone from the Swampscott bench might have objected to that call.
Well, again, he is...
No, I'm here, yeah. I'm just
10, 20, he's 25 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And he throws the flag, and there's an official 8 yards from the line of scrimmage.
I know. Shotgun look, pass, knockdown rather. Knockdown, batted down at the in the backfield there. Nice play by Frank Perry, a senior D lineman, who came in and put a par up and deflected the Colin Ferrari pass of Swampscott.
Yeah, slid over into the passing lane. Real nice job there. If he was able to make a pick, he'd have walked into the end zone for sure.
Second down and 15, right. Even the big lineman, he could have gone in on that one for sure.
I could have made it.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Oh, ye of little faith.
Oh, okay, you. All right. Yeah, maybe. Here's Ferrari throwing. Catch, and Faulkner has it at the 45 to midfield, down to the 48 of Lynn English, and that's just enough for a first down. They are on a second and 15, and Ferrari finds Faulkner. Quick pass up the middle, and it was a catch and run, and Faulkner gets the first down. They move the chains ahead. Big, big play there for the Blue with 2:50 to play in a game that is tied at 8.
Yeah, he was the slot receiver on the left-hand side. Went down about 5 yards, and they cut to the middle And again, a perfect strike. Caught him in motion and then let him downfield.
First down, Big Blue at the 47 of Lynn English High School. Here at Manning Field in Lynn. Friday night high school football. Hand off to the right halfback. This is Rowe, who's the only halfback. It's offset to the right of the quarterback, Ferrari.
Well, that didn't fool anybody. Especially Frank Perry, who wrapped him up and threw him to the ground. Along with somebody named Ramirez.
Lynn English will be hosting St. Mary's here next Friday night. That's a broadcast game, while Swampscott will be hosting Classical next Saturday afternoon. That also, I believe, is a broadcast game here on MSO. I think that's
really?
A noon game, yeah. I think
no Beverly?
No, I think we might have Beverly, too.
Oh.
Beverly's hosting Gloucester next Saturday. Here's Ferrari scrambling in the backfield, running back over the line of scrimmage. He's to the 40, taken down at the 39. He'll be short of the first down on the second down run, as it turned out. He was back trying to pass, but he's cut down at the 40. This will set up a third down and 3 for Swampscott.
Yeah, Emil Rossi's going to see that move in his sleep tonight and probably wake up every time he sees it. He thought he had the quarterback dead to rights. He had him in his sights, and all of a sudden a twist and a turn and a deke, and Rossi was on the ground, and his prey was running down the field. So Ferry has a very good arm. He's also very elusive as a runner. And he's only a junior, so... You know, here we go, another one of those two-year Swansea quarterbacks who can throw the ball.
Coach Serino had some interesting things to say, and that, you know, he felt that some of their systems things, that, as far as the quarterbacks are concerned and messaging and so on, is a lot clearer this year for the quarterbacks, for the quarterback, in this case Colin Ferrari. Going back, doing some of the things that they did years ago in Swampscott when their coach Steve Dombowski was now moved on to Milton. So a minute and a half to go. Game tied at 8. Swampscott with a third down and 3 from the 40-yard line of Lynn English. Ferrari with a halfback row suit to his right side. Fake handoff to him. Ferrari wants to pass. Now scrambling. Taken down for a 3-yard loss back at the 43-yard line.
Well, good pursuit there. And Emil Rossi finally got his man. He's on the bottom of that pile of the sack.
Nice little breeze here right now, finally. Minute 5 to go. I'm not complaining, though. You will not hear me complaining about the heat. Two wideouts to the right, two near side left, and it is a fourth down here and 7 for Swampscott. Long count, and again the flags fall. I think there was movement this time on the Swampscott side of the football. That will push him in a, if that's the case, it'll be a fourth down and plus 10, fourth down and about 12. However, if it's the other way around, it still doesn't give him a first down on a 5-yard penalty. I'm sorry.
Just penalty after penalty have slowed this down, added it with the injuries. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know Steve Krause is here for the item, but I think the Saturday item is already on my doorstep, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, they normally have like a 10 o'clock deadline to get their stories in.
It is a 5-yard penalty against Swampscott. Ball goes back out to the 49. Ball in English territory. Now the officials' conference. We're under a minute to play here. 48.6 seconds to play.
Oh, please, God. Yeah,
yeah, we'll go overtime here, right? I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Why not? Why not go overtime?
Why me? Well, it had to happen.
Well, Nancy? I didn't call you Nancy, Tim. I did not do that.
Tomorrow.
You can call me later. Just don't call me late this
Hey, it's tomorrow.
Are you sure it's not today later?
Coming up later this afternoon, Beverly will host Wakefield in a broadcast game. St. John's Prep over will play at Haverhill. No, I'm sorry. Haverhill's at St. John's Prep tomorrow at 2. Pentucket hosting Canton at 1. Well, great old-fashioned high school football. Cape Ann League, Pentucket playing those Saturday afternoon games up there. Coach Steve Hayden, great head coach. St. Mary's hosting Boston Tech tomorrow night here at Manning Field. Officials talking with Coach Bob Serino of Swampscott.
I think he is very frustrated with the officiating here tonight, as probably is Coach Carroll.
48 seconds to play here. So here's a fourth down and 13 for Swampscott. So in essence, nothing happened on that, did it? On that the penalty? Did they move the football?
No.
No, they did. I'm sorry, did they? Yeah, they gave him 5 yards. Yep, you're right. I'm right. Remember, it was a third down and 8. It would have been a third and 8, yeah. Here's the punt. Larizzi puts the foot in the ball, standing at his own 40. High, high punt. No fielding there by English. And it takes a roll back for English. So it'll be an English football at their own 23. But there are only 39 seconds to play in this football game. Regulation.
Remember last year we had a very long game that ended up in a tie? Wasn't it last year? We had one game that was it the St. Mary's game that we did that went to like two overtimes?
Oh, man.
That game I felt never was going to end.
So let's see what Coach Chris Carroll of English High School has up his sleeve here. If he has anything he can pull out. So English comes out. They've got a first down at their 23. Three wideouts, far side left, one near side right. Quarterback Matt Severance, the sophomore, with a left-handed quarterback, takes a low snap, shovels it to the running back, who goes straight ahead to the 35, breaks a tackle, 35, 37, 38, and taken down there. And the English Bulldogs will call time.
30.3 seconds.
Bangora, the ball carrier. I got to give Bangora and Severance credit for that exchange because that was a low snap to Severance. He picked it up and gave it to Bangora, who took the handoff like an inch from the turf, I think.
Yeah, it was, again, they didn't panic. It was a bad snap, but they didn't panic. They kept the play, you know, ongoing. But again, where have they been making the yards, Bill, when they've been attacking, you know, the middle of that Swampscott defense? Getting outside has been near impossible for them, and just keep gutting them. Keep slicing and dicing them. But again, as we said in the Gloucester game, the distance they have to go, they're going to need the big play. It worked once tonight. See if it'll work again.
Is that what you said just before the play?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were talking. They need a big play because, again, you know, a wing T team takes 7 or 8 minutes to grind down the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, this reminds me of when the Babe pointed to the upper deck, wherever that was, before delivering the long ball.
Was that in Chicago?
I don't know. Here's the direct snap. A low snap, and Severance has to cover it up.
Wrong time for your center to get the heebie-jeebies.
Oof. Yeah, that's not good.
That's two in a row.
Right in the backfield right away was Quest Tyler Lacey, the D lineman. He got right in there right away. So even if that snap was good, I think Severance would have had to figure out something. I think he might have been lucky that the ball was on the ground. He just fell on it, and he was already on top of the football when he got hit because the defender was right there. Oh, my. Now this clock is saying there's no time. And we're tied at 8. So we're going to overtime here. We don't see a lot of overtime. So we'll see how this plays out. What we'll do is we'll take a fast break. We'll be back with more just ahead. Stay with us.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Overtime, English will get the football first at the 10-yard line of Swampscott. We're tied at 8. Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you on a Friday night. We're the last show playing here tonight on the big screen. Direct snap, quarterback Severance with no one in the backfield, runs straight ahead down to the 5-yard line. Well, a little mix up there, a different look there for the Bulldogs. They took the backs and left Severance the diminutive quarterback all by himself in the backfield, and he went straight ahead for 5 yards on first down. Now coming back out onto the field. I think they'll probably go into the I formation this time. It looks like Isaac Ramirez out there.
Yeah, the human battering ram. He's back on.
And also going back out there is Ishmael Bangora, who'll be the tailback. So they'll go into the I in this look here, with a second down and goal from the 5-yard line. So when you go to the eye then, Tim, are they just going to hit off the line or pitch it outside? The wide open part of the field is to the right. They were given the ball on the left hash mark. Bangora, the tailback.
I can see him coming.
Pitch right. Bangora now cuts back into the middle. He's hit at the 5 and taken down. Forward progress, I think, has got to give him the 5 here. Maybe they give him the 4, actually. Yeah. So he gets 1 yard. He's thrown back all the way back to like the 9.
But they had a wide receiver and a slot receiver on the right, and they sent Ramirez, the fullback, to the right as well. But Bangora took 2 steps and then tried to cut it up inside, and that's where he met a lot of opposition. He didn't give the play a chance to develop to the outside where he had, you know, the wide side of the field.
Whether that's a mistake or it's part of the misdirection that we were seeing earlier from Lynn English High School in the game, certainly could see it either way, that's for sure. Here's wideouts, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. halfback, they go to the shotgun look with the halfback off to the left side, Cosmos off to the left side. And now Cosmos goes in motion from left to right. Severance all alone, quarterback in the backfield, goes straight ahead and he's met. No gain.
Yeah, they tried the quick hit to spread the defense out, the offense. The defensive line for Swanskid didn't move. He had five receivers in the pattern. Just took the quick snap and tried to hit the line, but big number 75, I think it is, for Swanskid. Who is that monster in the middle? May have been Sean Bowers, but he wrapped him up and threw him to the ground. It was Sean Bowers, 6'3", 298. He wasn't fooled. He just wrapped them up, folded them up, put them away.
Now, this fourth down and goal from the four-yard line, this is a play that English just has not been able to make here tonight. Neither yep. team really has been making these plays tonight. So we'll see what happens. Big play here offensively. Two wideouts each way. Ball at the four. We're in overtime. Tie game at eight. Severance with man in motion. Hands off, and there's a whistle, and the play is blown dead. That was Jonathan Cosmos in motion from left to right, the slot left coming back to the right side to take the handoff.
And the Swanskid, one of the Swanskid defensive ends just threw his arms up in the air at the sound of the whistle. It's like, oh no, yeah. not again. And we have a player down for Lynn English.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back here in overtime, tied at eight, Swampscott and Lynn English.
A honeydew ice cappuccino or an ice mocha madness? I can't decide. I'll flip a coin. Heads means ice mocha madness. Tails means ice cappuccino.
Sir, you don't need to flip a coin. We've combined our iced mocha madness and our iced cappuccino to create our new iced mocha cappuccino.
That's flipping awesome.
Introducing Honeydew's new mocha cappuccino. It's your two favorite drinks combined into one tasty treat. Stop by your local Honeydew today on Canal Street in Salem, on the Linway, and Western Avenue in Lynn, or Eastern Avenue in Malden. Get yours today, only at Honeydew.
Injured Swampscott player being English player, I'm sorry, excuse me, being helped off the field, but looks like he's under pretty much his own power. Is that 74,
yes.
Tim? Yeah. So that would be, no, there's no 74.
Well,
it is
there.
A 74.
That's one of those changes they didn't give us.
Well, wait a minute. Let me just check my roster I got earlier from the coach. No, I don't have a 74 either. Okay.
May have been a younger player that just got moved up.
Yeah. So here we go. Fourth down from the 10. Pass out to the left side. The catch is made, but the hit at the 4. Didn't happen. After the penalty, the ball went back to the 10. Screen pass out on the left side for Jacob Miller, and it just didn't connect. I mean, it worked, but they didn't get it. They got like 6 yards out of it, but not the touchdown that they needed.
Yeah, Larizzi lined him up and made sure he didn't get past him. Great tackle. The play again, the play was there. Larizzi doesn't make that tackle. He's in the end zone for a touchdown. So now Swamp gets the opportunity.
One of those plays, good play for 6 yards, but they didn't need 6 yards. They needed 10 yards. They needed the touchdown. So now Swampscott takes over. They shoot it to the same end zone to our right here. Tied at 8. Swampscott sensing something here. That's what I was just thinking that. How confident would that be? 8-2 our score. They failed on their only point after kick attempt tonight. Here is the quarterback, Ferrari, with a halfback to his right side. Takes the direct snap, runs to the left side, turns the corner, but he's taken down at the 11.
Yeah,
looks like he lost a yard. Well, I'll tell you, both of the, you know, we're saying how earlier how kind of frustrating it has been for both of these teams to not be able to come up with the big play offensively.
Yep.
In these kinds of short situations. So, on the other hand, on the flip side of that coin, I guess it is, you credit your defenses with making these plays. That's the glass half full, I suppose.
Right. Yep.
I like to think I'm a glass half full kind of a guy. That's what I'd like to think.
You're, well, I get sad you're disputing when my glass that? Is half empty.
You get sad when your glass is half empty?
Yeah, so I go fill it up again.
And the handoff inside, and carrying the football. It looks like it's Rowe inside to the six, maybe.
Number 32, Sean Rowe.
Yeah, Sean Rowe, the ball carrier, placing it down at the six.
Ball taken to the Lineker six, where it'll be third and goal.
Third down and goal from the six-yard line. They're on the left hash mark. So when you see a glass half full, your instinct is
fill it.
Go fill it up. All right. Well, that's good.
Yep.
Top me off. Two wideouts, far side left, one near side right. It means there's a tight end here somewhere, I guess on the left side. Halfback set to the left. Quarterback Colin Ferrari with Rowe to his left. Now timeout is called. But take your time.
Of course.
No, don't worry.
We got nowhere to go.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm just going to drive straight to my brother-in-law so we can go to the dump tomorrow morning. I get rid of my truck and I still get calls.
So here we are. Friday night, Manning Field, Lynn, overtime, tied at 8, Swampscott and Lynn English. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports, MSO News Sports, that one S in between news and sports, same as our website address, on Facebook or on Instagram. Check out North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore Sports Talk Show. Plenty of high school football talk now, for sure, for the next several months. We'll have all of our details of our games coming up on our website first thing next week. Games are subject to change. We're always constantly evaluating, going back, filling up our half-filled glasses, and making sure we're all set to go each week.
I'm going to be regretting that remark for the rest of the season.
No, no. Hey, I think it's, you know, why put it off? Why put off your filling your glass up when it gets almost to the bottom or when it gets empty? Do it while it's half full.
That's right. It stays fresher.
Yeah. Instead of starting over like regular people after a glass of whatever, keep topping it off. So here's Ferrari, third down goal from the six-yard line, tied at 8. We're in overtime. Swampscott quarterback throws left side, catch in the backfield at the 8, running ahead to the 4, maybe the 3 on the left side.
Yeah, kind I thought of. He was going to slip through, but again, English manned up and brought him down.
Stack him up on the left side. So Swampscott swings out 3, 4, 5 players, and 3, 4, 5 come back in from the sidelines across the way. So it's fourth down in a tie game at 8 with the ball on the 2-yard line. So they got it down to the 2. And they'll go for the field goal here, Tim.
Yep.
Larizzi. Let's check that. Maybe that's Ferrari holding. This should be Larizzi kicking. So let's see here. Hash mark left side. Now time is called by English. So Swampscott lining up for the field goal here. This is the second possession of the overtime. English failed in their first possession in overtime.
I think Porcello went the entire game. Maybe? I don't know. Can't tell. No? I guess he just went to 7.
Coming back out after the timeout. Swampscott High School to attempt the point, the field goal. Sean Larizzi to kick. Colin Ferrari to hold. Larizzi kicks with the right foot. Hash mark left side, uprights to our right. Overtime, tied at 8. Here we go. Swampscott could win. The ball is down. It's teed up. The kick is up. It is good.
Wow.
What do we say? That's a 10-yard, a 20-yard field goal?
Yeah, 20 yards, yep.
And it's over. 11-8, the final score. Swampscott beats Lynn English tonight in overtime. Back with more just ahead.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Final score, 11-8, an overtime field goal by Sean Larizzi from 20 yards out gives Swampscott the win over Lynn English High School. English scoring first on a safety. Sean Larizzi on a pass play from Colin Frary from 20 yards out gave Swampscott their only touchdown of the night in the first half. And the two-point conversion by Larizzi was good. It was actually a muff point after kick that Larizzi turned into a two-point conversion, making it 8-2. Then Lynn English scored on a one-yard Matt Severance quarterback keeper. The two-point conversion failed, and that then sent us into overtime. English got the ball first, did not score. Swampscott on fourth down from the two-yard line, then went in for the attempted the field goal, and that was it. Tim, some thoughts on our second game here tonight?
Sloppy.
Spit it out.
It was very sloppy. You know, there were whistles continuously through the game. The referees, I guess you have to call them, but it really took any kind of momentum that either team had away from the game. Just a lot of mistakes on both teams. Not surprising that it went to overtime. Have to give Lynn English credit. They came down and they scored that late touchdown to put themselves in a position to win. They couldn't get the job done in their half of the overtime. And Swampscott, you know, we called it. Why don't just kick the field goal? And they got in range after three tries, and they did, and they converted it. So congratulations to Swampscott on making that play. I think both teams have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
In terms of the overall discipline that they showed on the field tonight, not dirty play, but just simply disciplined play that doesn't keep backing your offense up and taking you out of field position. Good evening, Mr. Hoffman.
All right, so that'll do it for us here tonight. Final score, Swampscott beating Lynn English 11-8. Earlier in our first game, it was Gloucester 21, Lynn Classical 19. In our other broadcast game in Danvers, Falcons over Winthrop 27-7. Tomorrow, live football Saturday afternoon, Wakefield playing at Beverly, 1 o'clock kickoff. With Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com. Have a good night, everybody.